Hello and welcome from downtown Fresno, California at beautiful Chuck Chancey Park for game 5 of 6 between the visiting Stockton Ports and your hometown Fresno Grizzlies. However you're listening and wherever you're listening, thanks for tuning in right here on Stream Guys, FresnoGrizzlies.com. And the Bally Live app. My name is Stephen Rice, and I'll bring you the play-by-play from beautiful Chuck Chancey Park here in downtown Fresno, California. And boy, we have a great Saturday night action matchup for you between the visiting Stockton Ports and your hometown Fresno Grizzlies. Well, the two teams have split the first 4 games of this series, and with Stockton taking games 1 and 3 by a final score of 5-4 in each game, while Fresno has won games 2 and 4 of this series, and the Grizzlies winning last night's contest by a score of 6-3. Fresno fell behind 2-0 in the first before making their move. Skylar Messenger blasted a 3-run homer to center in the second, his first professional long ball. And then Cody Huff followed suit in the fifth with a 2-run shot to left. It was his first professional wallop as well. Now both teams added a late run to make it 6-3. But for Fresno, despite the 2 home runs, it was the pitching staff that got the job done. The team combined for 15 strikeouts, including 8 from starter Jordy Vargas. Vargas allowed 2 runs in the first inning and then settled down after that. 4 innings of work, 8 strikeouts for the right-hander in Vargas. And then it was Tyler Hoffman taking over. He threw 2 scoreless innings, striking out 3. He earned the win as well. And then Zach Agno secured his second save with a perfect 9th inning. 2 other Grizzlies pitchers combined on holds as well. So the Grizzlies winning last night by a score of 6-3. So that brings us to tonight's action, Saturday night. And we have the Valley Tribute jersey giveaway for the first 1,500 fans in the ballpark. We had lines that started around 2 o'clock today here at Chuck Chancey Park, and that jersey giveaway is presented by Healthy Fresno County. The Superstars will also make a special appearance at Chuck Chancey Park, so Saturday night fun here for the Grizzlies. Those tribute jerseys are what the Grizzlies will wear tonight, and they are beautiful. We'll talk a little bit about them in later in the broadcast. So we said the pitching matchup, though, for Stockton, who comes in with a record of 2-5. They go to the left-hander in James Gonzalez, who was initially scheduled for Sunday. So the left-hander gets the start. He is 0-1 with a 13.50 ERA, while Fresno goes with the right-hander, Connor Stain. And the Grizzlies at 4-3 look to improve with Stain. And Stain comes in with a record of 0-0, a 13.50 ERA. It will be Stain's second start in a Fresno uniform. So we have a battle of Gonzalez versus Stain. So that's a little bit of a preview for today's game. And now we go to our pregame interview. And I got to sit down with the Director of Marketing and Communications of the Fresno Grizzlies, Jonathan Bravo. Join us on the pregame show tonight. Jonathan and I sat and talked about the promotions for tonight, tomorrow, and some upcoming promotions as well. And we talked a little bit about his days prior to working with the Fresno Grizzlies, so you're going to want to check that out tonight. Before we head off to that interview, it's Chuck Chancey's $600,000 Cruising Camaro giveaway. Play and earn drawings tickets daily. Drawings every Thursday and Friday, where you can win a share of $46,000 every week. Grand finale on April 28th, where one winner will drive away in a brand new Chevy Camaro. Only at Chuck Chancey Gold Resort and Casino. And we thank Chuck Chancey Gold Resort and Casino for being a proud sponsor of your Fresno Grizzlies here on April 15th, Saturday Night Baseball. We'll be back right after this break. You'll listen to that interview with Jonathan Bravo and I. You're listening to the Fresno Grizzlies on Stream Guys, FresnoGrizzlies.com, and the Bally Live app. We'll be back.
Through the 16th, with special appearances, fireworks, giveaways, and more. Rooted in the heart of downtown, you do not want to miss any of the excitement and entertainment of Grizzlies baseball. The defending Northern Division champs are ready to take on the California League, or should we say Growlifornia League, but need your support. Parker T. Bear is ready. Are you? Grab your tickets at FresnoGrizzlies.com today.
interview with Director of Marketing and Communications, Jonathan Bravo, in 3, 2, 1. I bring in one of the front office members for the Fresno Grizzlies, Jonathan Bravo. Thanks for taking time for this interview.
Of course. Thanks so much, Steven. It's been a fun week, man.
Yeah, talk a little bit about this week so far, from all the promos to the fireworks and everything in between.
Yeah, you know, it's so nice to have fans back out at the ballpark. And I think, you know, at its core, that's really what this week's been about, right? It's, you know, baseball's back in downtown Fresno. Your Grizzlies are playing well. They look good on the field. And we've had a lot of fun stuff going on this week. You know, obviously, opening night on Tuesday, having our post-game fireworks show presented by our friends at the Fresno Clovis Convention and Visitors Bureau, and our magnet schedule giveaway presented by Liuna. You know, last night, country night, My Job Depends on Ag Night, from Stemalis Produce. Always so much fun, right? You know, to get to see all of the incredible agriculture equipment outside of the gates, you know, the team wearing their growers' hats. It really a nice tribute that we get to pay to all of the agriculture workers here in the Central Valley. And, you know, that's what every single one of our promotions tries to be about. You know, we try to make it so community focused.
And every game has something unique, some different promotion, some special appearance. Talk about tonight, though. We have some Valley Tribute jerseys. Can you talk a little bit about those? They're beautiful.
Yeah, you know, we really, again, going back to wanting to pay homage to our community, right? Because they are at the core of everything we do here. And when we were looking for, you know, not only a great jersey to get to give away this year, but also an awesome look for our team to get to take the field with, it was kind of a no-brainer to, you know, pay tribute to the Fresno skyline. I mean, it's so recognizable and it's so special. So by, you know, putting that on a jersey with a, you know, classic Fresno sign across the front, we think they look incredible. And the fact that we get to give them away to the first 1,500 fans, thanks to our friends at Healthy Fresno County, you know, it's really cool, because that means that tonight, you know, pretty much everywhere you look, you're going to see those really special jerseys paying tribute to the entire Central Valley.
And then we bark in the park tomorrow, a very great night. And that's also brought to you by Fresno Pet ER, Blue Pearl Pet Hospital, and Bird Zerk as well. We also have the Superstars tonight. I mean, so much fun for all fans of all ages, right?
Yeah, exactly. You know, and that's really what we wanted to hit off at the beginning of the season. You know, we want it to be where every single night you come out to Chicchansey Park, you're seeing something fun and different, right? And that's what you get with appearances from the Superstars and Bird Zerk. You know, I've only seen videos of them. I've never actually seen them in person. And oh my goodness, I couldn't be more excited to have them out here. You know, they came to a Grizzlies game years and years ago. So to get to bring them back out to downtown Fresno is really special. And we know that they're going to entertain the fans for all 9 innings. Bark in the Park tomorrow, you know, it's such a special baseball promotion, right? To get to bring your dog out to the ballpark. I know you've been saying all week that you want to pet as many dogs as possible. So to have that, to have a special dog toy giveaway as part of the special ticket package, which is at FresnoGrizzlies.com/offers. Like you said, there really is something for everyone this week. And, you know, that's how it should be out here. Again, this place is for our community and it should represent our community. And to be able to, you know, have so many intricate little details throughout the entire 6-game homestand is something really special that we're able to pull off.
And we have a lot of amazing things down the pipeline. Halfway to Halloween on April 28th, we have Star Wars Night on May 12th, and of course, July 4th. You can't go wrong with those. But I want to talk a little bit about this season as a whole. We have a new playing field. Can you tell me about how that whole process went down?
Yeah, you know, it was really fun to get to watch it, but not only watch it, but also document it, right? I mean, how often do you get to see them completely rip up the original playing surface of a ballpark and lay down a brand new, beautiful sod, beautiful dirt? So, you know, we had an awesome time lapse. We got lots of photos. We partnered with the city of Fresno to get some great drone footage. It was a really special part of, you know, my career to get to see what goes into all of that. And it's really phenomenal to think, you know, looking back years now, that we had this year, you know, last year we got to watch them put up a brand new video board and all of the new lights. Years before then, doing Fresno Social, Splash Park, you know, and then what's coming in the future? You know, we've got a lot of continuing improvements to this ballpark to continue to make it the best in minor league baseball. And, you know, we're so lucky that we have an ownership group, the city of Fresno and Chicchansey Gold Resort and Casino, who are able to help us make this place absolutely pristine.
And these players and the coaching staff and everyone from the Rockies have been so happy about it. And I know the improvements down the line are only going to make this place and the players even more excited about coming to Chachansey Park. But let's talk about, you said your career a little bit. It's kind of a weird start to your career. How did you get here to Fresno? And talk to the fans a little bit about the first start for you.
Yeah, well, I mean, this honestly kind of feels like my first quote-unquote real season, you know, where I started with the team in February of 2020, so you know, a month before everything kind of shut down. So I remember my first few weeks, you know, getting myself used to the organization, getting to know everyone, and all of a sudden, we're writing press releases about our season being postponed and eventually canceled. You know, so to go from that to 2021 with limited capacity, last year, you know, starting to really return to normal, but still kind of a slow trickle and, you know, kind of a slow ramp up to this year, we're hitting it hard. We've got, you know, over half of the games with a unique promotion. We've got something different happening at the ballpark every single night. And, you know, to finally be able to put on the kind of promo calendar that we've been really working towards for years, and to get to continue to elevate our in-game entertainment, continue to elevate our marketing. It's really been a special beginning of the year, and we're only 4 home games in now, you know, going into our 5th. So it's really a good sign of things to come. We've got an amazing year planned for everyone, and we just can't wait to see everyone out at Chachansey Park.
And the final thing I really want to talk to you about is California. It's all about growing here, the Central Valley, agriculture as a whole. You've really grown into your position, but talk about your time in college at Fresno State as well.
Yeah, absolutely. So before my time here, you know, I graduated from Fresno State in 2018, and absolutely love my time being a Bulldog. You know, I'm very proud to be Bulldog born, Bulldog bred. I did a student internship with them for about 2 years in their athletics marketing department under Allison Thurner and Jake Mastro, you know, two people who I really, you know, truly consider mentors for me. Jake, I still talk with him every week, if not multiple times a week. You know, he's truly someone I look up to in this industry. And to go from, you know, student intern for 2 years to full-time employee for a year and a half, during which I got to produce baseball. I got to be down on the field for some of the biggest football games in Bulldog history. I got to produce Paul George's jersey retirement ceremony in the Save Mart Center, which, you know, I say that and I literally still get chills thinking about, oh my gosh, Paul George was right in front of me, as is Steve Ballmer, all those people. You know, it's really, really fun to get to look back and think, you know, each of those experiences helped prep me for where we are today. And, you know, I truly point back at those as being experiences that have led me to be able to help put on a promotional calendar like this, to, you know, be able to help level up our game day entertainment every single game. You know, and it's been really fun, and through it all, to be able to continue to call Fresno my home has been really special. It's, you know, really funny to look back and think, oh my gosh, I moved here in 2014. I've been here for, you know, going on 9 years at this point. That feels like a really long time, but Fresno's really become my home, and it's a really special place. And the fact that I am now in a position with my job that I'm able to kind of, what I feel is, give back to Fresno a little bit, you know, both through our community efforts, which, you know, you do such a good job spearheading, Steven, but, you know, to be able to play even just a little part in that, and then to be able to put on a promotional calendar that is so community centric, it feels like I get to do my little part now in helping give back to Fresno and the Central Valley.
Well, we're happy that you're here, and it's going to continue to grow. We'll be back more, tons of promotions this season. Do you have anything else to add?
No, come out to the ballpark. You know, it's a really fun time out here. We've got beautiful weather. Team's playing great. Team is really fun to watch. Grab your tickets at FresnoGrizzlies.com. They start at just $11. And, you know, look at our promo calendar, choose a game, come out to a couple games. And we can't wait to see you out here at Chachansey Park.
Well, thank you for joining me on the pregame show. Jonathan Bravo, Stephen Rice, signing off.
Cool ride, right?
That cruiser is pure gold.
Right you are, Daddy-O. Chachansey Gold. It's the $600,000 Cruisin' Camaro giveaway.
Holy moly!
You can win a share of $46,000 every week. And on April 28th, the luckiest cat around will win a share of $47,600 or a new Camaro.
That is one classy chess.
Only at Chachansey Gold Resort and Casino.
Feel the fun.
Welcome back to downtown Fresno, California. Beautiful Chuck Chansey Park for game 5 of 6 between the visiting Stockton Ports and your hometown Fresno Grizzlies. Grizzlies getting some pregame stuff going. We're actually going to do a simulcast a little bit, about 4 minutes or so. We'll go down on the field as well, and we're going to talk about the keys to the game. So with that being said, let's talk about tonight's starting lineups. First, for the visiting Stockton Ports, under first-year manager Gregorio Petit. The Ports coming with a record of 2-5. They are fourth place in the California League Northern Division, and they are 2 games back of the Modesto Nuts, the San Jose Giants, and your Fresno Grizzlies. Leading off and playing right field, number 9, Clark Elliott. Batting second, the designated hitter, number 8, Colby Thomas. Batting third, the center fielder, Brian Buelvas. Batting fourth, the first baseman, number 28, Darlin Montero. Batting fifth, the left fielder, number 2, Kevin Richards. Batting sixth, the third baseman, number 6, TJ Schofield Sam. Batting seventh, the catcher, number 4, Jose Mujica. Batting eighth, the shortstop, number 15, Robert Poisson. And batting ninth, the second baseman, number 1, Jose Escorche. And on the bump for Stockton is the left-hander, number 13, James Gonzalez. And now the starting lineup for your Fresno Grizzlies under first-year manager Steve Solis. Leading off and playing shortstop, number 23, Andy Perez. Batting second, the catcher, number 7, Cody Huff. Batting third, the first baseman, number 3, Bryant Betancourt. Batting fourth, the center fielder, number 8, Jesus Bugarin. Batting fifth, the designated hitter, number 29, Robbie Martin. Batting sixth, the left fielder, number 15, Parker Kelly. Batting seventh, and last night's 3-run homer man, third baseman, number 5, Skyler Messenger. Batting eighth, the right fielder, number 28, E.J. Andrews, Jr. And batting ninth, the second baseman, number 2, Luis Mendez. And the starting pitcher for your Fresno Grizzlies is the right-hander, number 16, Connor Stain. So Connor Stain gets the bump, gets the ball tonight for Fresno. He comes with a record of 0-0 and a 13.50 ERA. And tonight's umpires as well. Behind the plate is Tim Barreras, and at first base is Jared Dwersen. As we get ready for the keys to the game in just a little bit. The Ports wearing the gray uniforms. They have the blue caps, the red bill. So gray pants, gray hat. Gray pants, gray jersey, blue hat with the red caps. While Fresno are wearing these beautiful Valley Tribute jerseys tonight. Red jerseys with the black overlay on the top near the shoulders with the numbers in black. And then on the front it says Fresno, and that is in red as well. They're wearing black pants tonight with the black caps and the red bill. So when we come back right after this, we will have the keys to the game right after this.
Baseball fans, introducing Bally Live, the only app where minor league baseball fans can score major rewards. When you stream your favorite teams live, you'll score rewards. When you chat with friends during a watch party, you'll score rewards. And when you test your skills at trivia, you'll score rewards. Being a fan of minor leagues has never been so rewarding. So what are you waiting for? Download Bally Live for free from the App or Play Store and start scoring rewards today.
Good evening, fans, and welcome to Chuck Chansey Park for tonight's Keys to the Game. Here's key number 1. Connor Stain stops the top of the Stockton lineup. Clark Elliott, Colby Thomas, and Brian Buelvas have had great seasons. Connor Stain needs to stop the top of the Stockton lineup. Key number 2, score first. The Grizzlies haven't lost this season when scoring first. They are 3-0. And finally, key number 3, play smart baseball. Don't make mental mistakes and have a great night. Go Grizzlies! Back to Mark.
Baseball fans, introducing Bally Live, the only app where minor league baseball fans can score major rewards. When you stream your favorite teams live, you'll score rewards. When you chat with friends during a watch party, you'll score rewards. And when you test your skills at trivia, you'll score rewards. Being a fan of minor leagues has never been so rewarding. So what are you waiting for? Download Bally Live for free from the App or Play Store and start scoring rewards today.
They say consistency is the key to success. They weren't wrong. So how about grabbing a beer that's consistently smooth, consistently refreshing, and consistently light? You might just find that the road to success can be pretty enjoyable. Michelob Ultra, the perfect balance of taste and refreshment, and only 2.6 carbs and 95 calories. It's only worth it if you enjoy it. Enjoy responsibly. Anheuser-Busch Michelob Ultra Light Beer, St. Louis, Missouri.
Grab the keys to a new Toyota. Fun is in full bloom this spring. Longer days mean longer drives. Seize the season in a brand new Toyota. Get low 3.99% APR financing on 2023 RAV4, Corolla, Highlander, and Camry.
No, grab the keys, come on, let's go.
Toyota, let's go places.
Offer available through TFS to buyers with premium rated credit. Excludes hybrids and RAV4 Prime and 5223.
Welcome back to downtown Fresno, California, beautiful Chuck Chancey Park. However you're listening and wherever you're listening, thanks for tuning in right here on Stream Guys, FresnoGrizzlies.com, and the Bally Live app / MinorLeagueBaseball.com. My name is Stephen Rice, and I'm bringing you the play-by-play tonight between the visiting Stockton Ports and your hometown, Fresno Grizzlies. Well, prior to that commercial, you heard me go live for the simulcast here at the ballpark. We had three keys to the game, and it was just like this. Stain stops the top of the Stockton lineup. We said the lineups, Clark Elliott, Colby Thomas, and Brian Buelvas. All three players have had fantastic starts to the season. Clark Elliott just the other night had two hits, including a big triple. Colby Thomas is hitting over 300 this season, and Brian Buelvas, one of the returners for Stockton, has been fantastic. Key number two, score first. The Grizzlies 3-0 when scoring first. They have been really, really good when scoring first this season. Just the other night, the Grizzlies scored four runs in the first inning. Let's see if they can get back into that. And key number three, play smart baseball. Don't make mental mistakes. Baseball is a lot of fun. You can always, always find a way to win. And tonight is Jackie Robinson Day. I want to make sure I give a big shout-out as well. Jackie Robinson Day, the number 42. Out in right field here at our ballpark. Without Jackie Robinson, the paths for a lot of these players is not possible. So what Jackie and his family did to pave the way here in baseball, we thank you, Jackie Robinson, for everything that you've done. And we're so happy that you have made baseball what it is today. So here comes tonight's matchup between the Stockton Ports and the Fresno Grizzlies. The Stockton Ports come in with a record of 2-5. They are fourth place in the California League Northern Division standings. They are two games back of a three-way tie between Fresno, Modesto, and San Jose. While the Grizzlies coming in, as we talked about, tied for first place at 4-3. They have pretty much gone kind of one-off when wins, especially in this series. They've won games 2-4 of this series. Stockton has won games 1-3. Game 5 of this 6-game series. We'll have a day game tomorrow. And tonight is Valley Tribute Jersey giveaway night. First 1,500 of the fans in the ballpark tonight got this beautiful jersey right here. The Grizzlies are wearing these Valley Tribute jerseys as well. The jersey giveaway is presented by Healthy Fresno County. Also tonight, the Superstars will make a special appearance at Chuck Chancey Park. We have Mike Rainbow Trout, Nomar Garcia Parrott, Tommy LaSwordfish, Kevin Durant Eater, LeBronco James, and Harry Canary. And this should be a lot of fun to watch as well. They are one of the most popular traveling acts in sports. The Superstars perform more than 180 shows per year at sporting events, corporate events, fairs, and festivals. They were created in 1998. And they have been in front of over 8 million fans at some point in their existence. They've also appeared in 47 of the 50 states, plus internationally in Canada, Mexico, Japan, Turkey, and Indonesia. And the company is based in Louisville, Kentucky, and was founded by the same folks who brought you the same sports entertainment show, Birdzerk, who will be tomorrow night. We'll talk a little bit about the promotions later in the show. And you also heard it from our pregame guest, Jonathan Bravo, who I thank so much for joining me on the pregame show. Jonathan and I could have talked for hours on end about all the amazing things here at Chukchansey Park that hopefully you all get to check out at some point this season. If you're not here tonight, hopefully you can check it out at some point. We have plenty of home games left in this young season. We can't wait to have you here at downtown Fresno. Parker is rallying the crowd as we get set for first pitch here at Chukchansey Park. We still have the national anthem, and we also have the teams going onto the field prior to first pitch. So a lot of things still to go before we're underway here tonight. The Grizzlies winning last night by a score of 6-3. Tyler Hoffman with the win, the loss to Jason Sanchez, and the save to Zach Agnos in front of a paid crowd of 6-9, 6-2. And tonight, a great crowd again for Saturday Night Baseball here in downtown Fresno at Chukchansey Park. We'll be back right after this with the national anthem and first pitch. You're listening to Grizzlies Baseball on Stream Guys, FresnoGrizzlies.com, and Bally Live.
Through the 16th, with special appearances, fireworks, giveaways, and more. Rooted in the heart of downtown, you do not want to miss any of the excitement and entertainment of Grizzlies baseball. The defending Northern Division champs are ready to take on the California League, or should we say Growlifornia League, but need your support. Parker T. Bear is ready. Are you? Grab your tickets at FresnoGrizzlies.com today.
There's a weekend in July where the baseball world revolves around a village in upstate New York. Baseball Hall of Fame Induction Weekend in Cooperstown is an unforgettable experience filled with family-friendly activities and priceless moments. Make your plans today for July 21st through the 24th for the induction of Fred McGriff and Scott Rowland as the class of 2023. Visit baseballhall.org today for the entire schedule. See you in Cooperstown, where the journey becomes legend.
One of the best performers, entertainers, and national anthems that you'll ever see here at Chukchansey Park. What a great national anthem to get us started for Saturday Night Baseball here in downtown Fresno, California, beautiful Chukchansey Park. However you're listening and wherever you're listening, thanks for tuning in tonight on stream, guys, FresnoGrizzlies.com the Bally Live app, and MILB.com. My name is Stephen Rice. I'll bring you the play-by-play tonight between the visiting Stockton Ports and your hometown Fresno Grizzlies. Connor Stain on the bump as we get everyone off the field. He'll get his warm-up pitches going. And the right-hander gets set to face this lineup of Clark Elliott, Colby Thomas, Brian Buelvas, Darlin Montero, Kevin Richards, TJ Schofield-Sam, Jose Mujica, Robert Poisson, and Jose Escorche. As the Grizzlies from left to right, it'll go Parker Kelly, Jesus Bugarin in center, Andrews Jr. in right field. On the infield, it's Skyler Messenger at third. We have Andy Perez at short, Luis Mendez at second, Bryant Bettencourt at first. The catcher is Cody Huff. He'll do the catching, and the pitcher is Connor Stain, and the DH tonight for Fresno is Robbie Martin. Second start for Connor Stain this season. No record, two innings of work, four earned runs, so his ERA at 13.50 for the right-hander. Now, in his first start, it was over a year pretty much since the last time he had pitched back in college. So we'll talk a little bit about the right-hander. He has an amazing story as well. We'll hopefully hit that during tonight's broadcast as well. As the right-hander starts to get loose in those beautiful Valley Tribute jerseys. And tonight, the jersey giveaway presented by Healthy Fresno County. The first 1,500 fans in the ballpark got this beautiful red and black Valley Tribute jersey. Presented by Healthy Fresno County. They are gorgeous. Grizzlies black pants with those red and black jerseys. Black caps with the red bill. They have the Growlifornia bearer flag on their cap as well. And the ports in their gray as Clark Elliott steps into the box. And we are set for first pitch here at Chicansey Park. Connor Stain from the full windup. He'll wind and deals, and here's the first pitch. And it's a fastball that clips the outer half of the plate, and we are underway. The count at 0-1. Connor Stain, four pitches. And the fastball, his predominant one. Here comes the 0-1. And he went right back to that fastball, and it paints the outside part of the plate. And the count at 0-2. Stain, a fastball, slider, curveball, and changeup. And now ahead 0-2 to Clark Elliott. Here's that pitch. And it's fouled into the Stockton dugout. Heads up over there. Our photographer Aaron Provencio almost got hit with that one. And the count still remains no balls and two strikes. First pitch tonight is at 6:53 p.m. So about 3 minutes behind schedule. Not too shabby for a Saturday night. And here's the pitch. And it's fouled off once again. A fastball that challenged the lefty and Elliott. And the count remains at 0-2. Clear skies here at Chicansey Park. Beautiful night for baseball. 75 degrees. It's starting to get hotter here in Fresno. Here's the 0-2. And it is outside. I don't know where that missed, but the home plate umpire in Tim Breras did not call that one. And the count now at 1-2. By the way, 7 miles per hour to right field for the win tonight. Beautiful, calm night. Here's the 1-2. And the fastball runs outside. And the count now at 2 balls and 2 strikes. But we are just underway here at Chicansey Park. Here comes the 2-2. And it swung on and missed. A fastball past the bat of Elliott. And just like that, Connor Stain has a strikeout. Connor Stain has now tied his professional high in K's. Only had one strikeout back against San Jose on April 7th. And here comes the designated hitter in Colby Thomas. By the way, Elliott was batting 360 prior to that strikeout. Here's Colby Thomas, a 345 batting average. One home run, 7 RBI. And the first pitch to him is a fastball that hits the outer half of the plate, and the count at 0-1. Thomas is the designated hitter tonight. Wears the number 8 on the back of his gray jersey. Stain winds and deals, and the 0-1 is in there for a called strike. A fastball, and it's 0-2. Connor Stain wears the number 16 on the back of his red jersey. Bats right, throws right. 6'4", 200 pounds for the 22-year-old from Clinton, New Jersey. There's the 1-2, and it's a chopper, broken bat, one bounce through the third baseman Messenger, over to first, and he gets the Speedy Thomas by a step for the out. 5-3 on the ground out, two away, and I'll bring up the center fielder, Brian Buelvas. Stain, born on January 12, 2001, was a fifth-round draft pick by the Rockies back in 2022 out of Central Florida, UCF. It's the University of Central Florida, so he played for the Knights and only spent 1 year with UCF, was at Maryland prior to that, as the first pitch to Buelvas is a strike and in the count at 0-1. And Buelvas just checking out what Stain has to offer. And Stain back into work, and here comes his 0-1. And it swung on and missed, and now the count at 0-2. A slider that gets away from the bat of Buelvas. And just like that, Stain looking for a 1-2-3 top of the first. Buelvas batting .333 and .949 OPS. One home run. He has three RBI. Here comes the 0-2. And the fastball misses, and Huff trying to paint it back in there. And the count of 1-2, and Buelvas just saying where that ball was. Lots of hand movements from the center fielder in Buelvas. A returner for Stockton. Buelvas wasn't fully healthy last year. Here comes the 1-2. And it's a high chopper to Messenger, and a couple bounces. Messenger, he spins the throw, and it's in time for the out. Busy over there. Skyler Messenger makes the play, and Connor Stain has a 1-2-3 top of the first. Grizzlies coming up to bat. You're listening to them on Stream Guys, FriendsOfGrizzlies.com, Bally Live, and MILB.com. We'll be back.
There's a weekend in July where the baseball world revolves around a village in upstate New York. Baseball Hall of Fame Induction Weekend in Cooperstown is an unforgettable experience filled with family-friendly activities and priceless moments. Make your plans today for July 21st through the 24th for the induction of Fred McGriff and Scott Rowland as the class of 2023. Visit baseballhall.org today for the entire schedule. See you in Cooperstown, where the journey becomes legend.
They say consistency is the key to success. They weren't wrong. So how about grabbing a beer that's consistently smooth, consistently refreshing, and consistently light? You might just find that the road to success can be pretty enjoyable. Michelob Ultra, the perfect balance of taste and refreshment, and only 2.6 carbs and 95 calories. It's only worth it if you enjoy it. Enjoy responsibly. Anheuser-Busch Michelob Ultra Light beer, St. Louis, Missouri.
Welcome back to downtown Fresno, California, at beautiful Chuck Chansey Park. Welcome back to Fresno Grizzlies baseball. My name is Stephen Rice. We're in the bottom of the first as the Grizzlies and the Ports battle tonight. James Gonzalez, the left-handed pitcher, takes the bump. And tonight we get to see the City Connect jerseys. And yes, I will describe the front of the City Connect jerseys. They are absolutely breathtaking. I will talk about this in a sec. But let me tell you, they are beautiful, beautiful jerseys as Gonzalez finishing up his warm-up pitches right here. So in the front of the jersey for Fresno, you see Fresno in big, bold letters across the front. And in between the two of them, you kind of see a mixture of not only Chuck Chansey Park, the nice little silhouette of it, but you also see a little bit of the design of what Fresno is all about. Red and black, so Fresno right in the middle in big, bold, black letters. And then the back of them, they have the number in big black bold as well. As that first pitch to Perez is fouled and the count at 0-1. So the sleeves are kind of a little bit of red and black. And then kind of around the shoulder blade, they're black as well. Red down the sides. You can check them out on our social media pages as well, Fresno Grizzlies, as the pitch is inside to Andy Perez. And the count of 1-1. Bottom of the first, no score between Fresno and Stockton. Here in downtown Fresno, beautiful Chuck Chansey Park. Andy Perez, Cody Huff, and Bryant Betancourt against the left-hander James Gonzalez. As that's an off-speed pitch inside, and the count at 1-1. James Gonzalez wears the number 13 on the back of his jersey. Gonzalez is 6'2", 258 pounds from David, Panama. In his third professional season. As that pitch is a high chopper, and it's going to be the first baseman to Montero, and there goes the coverage of Gonzalez for the out. Beats Perez by half step. Goes 1-3 on the putout, and here's the catcher in Cody Huff. It's David Panama. Excuse me, by the way. David Panama. But James Gonzalez, third professional season. He signed as an international free agent back in 2019 out of Panama. Last year split time between Stockton and Lansing. Born on September 15th, 2000. For the left-hander, this is not the first time the Grizzlies have seen Gonzalez pitch here at Chukchansey Park. Most notably, his last time was on one of our Making the Grade dates, which will be coming up here in a couple weeks. It's a school day for kids, Making the Grade. It's a celebration of doing well in school. We'll have that in a couple Tuesdays from now. On Tuesday, and Rancho will actually be one of their kids' days. So we'll have a day game on Tuesday, April 18th at 11 a.m. The count is 2-0 to Cody Huff, 462 average. He winds and deals, and the pitch is inside, and the count at 3-0. Huff, one home run last night. It was a two-run homer, giving him 10 RBI this season. His OPS is 1.077. And the catcher from Stanford, ahead in the count 3-0, as that pitch is right down the middle, and the count at 3-1. Beautiful night for baseball here at Chukchansey Park. Just underway here in the bottom of the first. Here comes the 3-1 from Gonzalez. And it's a high fly ball to center field, but it's going to stay in the park. And the center fielder, Buelvas, underneath it, will make the catch. Huff jammed just a tad bit as he'll bring up the first baseman in Bryant Betancourt. So a Valley Tribute jersey giveaway for the first 1,500 fans in the ballpark. The jersey giveaway is presented by Healthy Fresno County. Also tonight, the Superstars will make a special appearance at Chukchansey Park. We talked about that in the pregame show. Can't wait to see them perform as well. As the first pitch is inside of Betancourt, the count at 1-0. Last night, the Grizzlies defeated the Port 6-3. The teams have split the first four games of this series. Game 5 right now, and Game 6 tomorrow, 1:05 p.m. As that's a line drive to center, Buelvas gets there, and Betancourt is retired. Oh, 1-2-3 inning for both pitchers as we head to the top of the second. You're listening to Grizzlies Baseball on Stream Guys, FresnoGrizzlies.com, Bally Life, and MILB.com. Here come the Superstars here at Chukchansey Park.
In downtown Fresno, featuring headliners T.I., Rick Ross, and Lil Jon. You do not want to miss the biggest tequila festival in the state with tastings, food trucks, vendors, and much, much more. With an event this big, it's no surprise tickets are going fast. So grab yours now at TequilaFestFresno.com or by visiting the Chukchansey Park ticket office.
Yeah! Grab the keys to a new Toyota. Fun is in full bloom this spring. Longer days mean longer drives. Seize the season in a brand new Toyota. Get low 3.99% APR financing on 2023 RAV4, Corolla, Highlander, and Camry. Oh, grab the keys, come on, let's go. Toyota, let's go places. Offer available through TFS to buyers with premium rated credit. Excludes hybrids and RAV4 Prime ends 5/23.
They say consistency is the key to success. They weren't wrong. So how about grabbing a beer that's consistently smooth, consistently refreshing, and consistently light? You might just find that the road to success can be pretty enjoyable. Michelob Ultra, the perfect balance of taste and refreshment, and only 2.6 carbs and 95 calories. It's only worth it if you enjoy it. Enjoy responsibly. Anheuser-Busch Michelob Ultra Light Beer, St. Louis, Missouri.
Welcome back to downtown Fresno, California, beautiful Chukchansey Park. Top of the second inning, the Grizzlies and Ports tied at zero. This will be 4-5-6 to take on the right-hander in Connor Stain. The Fresno Grizzlies would like to thank Chick-fil-A Fashion Fair for providing tonight's press box food. As the first pitch is swung on and missed, the count at 0-1. Chick-fil-A Fashion Fair is conveniently located in front of the Fashion Fair Mall on Shaw Avenue and is ready to serve Grizzlies fans Monday through Saturday from 6:30 a.m. to 10 p.m. We look forward to serving you at Chick-fil-A Fashion Fair. And we'd like to thank Chick-fil-A Fashion Fair for providing tonight's Press Fox food and being a sponsor of your Fresno Grizzlies here in the top of the second. Here comes the 0-2 from Stain, and it is a ball high. And the count 1-2 to Darlin Montero. A 120 average for Montero. No home runs, 2 RBI. Here comes the 1-2 from Stain. And it swung on and missed. A fastball high and away, and Montero could not catch up to it. That is the second strikeout for Stain. And just like that, he has a new professional high. Great pitch right there from Connor Stain. As we'll bring up the left fielder in Kevin Richards. Stain climbing the ladder just a tad bit on that one. And one batter, one out. As he throws a fastball for a called strike and the count at 0-1. As Stain gets ready once again. He looks in. Here comes the pitch. And it's in there for a called strike. A changeup that hits the outer half of the play. And the count at 0-2. Connor Stain is a 22-year-old. And he's ranked as the Rockies' number 29 overall prospect on MLB.com. As that pitch is fouled off, heads up back there. And the count's still 0-2. He's considered to be an intriguing pitcher. Only 22 years old. 0-0 record, 13.50 ERA coming into tonight. This is his second start. His most recent one on April 7th in San Jose. As that is swung on and missed. A fastball past the bat of Richards. And he's down on strikes. 3 strikeouts now for Stain, as we'll bring up the third baseman, TJ Schofield Sam. Schofield Sam has really been effective in this series, but only batting at 182 on the season. No home runs, 2 RBI. And Schofield Sam sees a called strike and the count at 0-1. So on April 7th, Stain went 2 innings, allowed 4 hits, 4 runs, 3 earned. He walked 3 and struck out 1. The Grizzlies won 9-5, though, as that pitch is a little blooper, and Messenger is there to make the play. Well, either we've had a strikeout or a play to Messenger. Easy work for Connor Stain. We'll talk more about the righty later on in the broadcast. We head to the bottom of the second. You're listening to Grizzlies Baseball on stream, guys. FresnoGrizzlies.com and the Bally Live app. We'll be back.
There's a weekend in July where the baseball world revolves around a village in upstate New York. Baseball Hall of Fame Induction Weekend in Cooperstown is an unforgettable experience filled with family-friendly activities and priceless moments. Make your plans today for July 21st through the 24th for the induction of Fred McGriff and Scott Rowland as the class of 2023. Visit baseballhall.org today for the entire schedule. See you in Cooperstown, where the journey becomes legend.
Baseball fans, introducing Bally Live, the only app where minor league baseball fans can score major rewards. When you stream your favorite teams live, you'll score rewards. When you chat with friends during a watch party, you'll score rewards. And when you test your skills at trivia, you'll score rewards. Being a fan of minor leagues has never been so rewarding. So what are you waiting for? Download Bally Live for free from the app or Play Store and start scoring rewards today.
Share of $46,000 every week. And on April 28th, the luckiest cat around will win a share of $47,600 or a new Camaro.
That is one classy chassis.
Only at Chuck Chansey Gold Resort and Casino.
Feel the fun.
Welcome back to downtown Fresno, California, beautiful Chuck Chansey Park. However you're listening and wherever you're listening, thanks for tuning in. We're in the bottom of the second, no score between Stockton and Fresno. The Grizzlies and Ports continue their six-game series tonight. This is game 5 of this six-game series. This is the first of 5 series between the clubs in 2023. and the first of three sets in Fresno. As the first pitch to Jesus Bugarin from James Gonzalez is fisted foul and the count at 0-1. The Grizzlies are 45-13 all-time against the Ports, 2-2 mark this year. And they have a 22-2 record at Banner Island Ballpark in Stockton. Last season, Fresno went 26-4 against Stockton with a 123 run differential, 239-116. Those 26 wins broke the team record for the most victories against an opponent in a single season. Chopper to the shortstop, Poisson, casually over to first, and Bugarin is retired. 6-3 on the putout. As we bring up the designated hitter in Robbie Martin. So Bugarin retired, and we have now had 10 straight batters from both sides now retired. And here comes Robbie Martin, a 429 average, no home runs, 2 RBI, a 1.026 OPS. And the first pitch to Martin is a strike, and the count at 0-1. Well, if you've never been at Chukchansey Park, boy, are you missing out. Here's the 0-1. It's high for a ball. And the count now at 1-1. From left to right field, it's 324 feet to left field. You'll see all the sponsorship ads on the wall. You'll continue to go into left center. And it's 385 out to left center. That swung on and missed. And the count at 1-2. The grassy berm out in left field, we'll talk a little bit more of that in a sec. All the way go to center field, it's 400 to center field. You keep going all the way down the board, and you can see the manual scoreboard out in right center field. Keep going down, it's 335 down the right field line. As the pitch is fouled off, and the count of 1-2 to Martin. But this ballpark is absolutely beautiful. It's changed over the years with new improvements every season. And the biggest one for this past offseason was a new playing field. The 25th season of Grizzlies baseball and a new playing surface for these Grizzlies players. As the 1-2 is swung on and missed, a pitch down in the zone, and Martin is retired. First strikeout for Gonzalez, and with two away, he'll bring up the left fielder, Parker Kelly. But this playing surface, all grass, it is nicely done, and a big reward for last year's groundskeeper, California groundskeeper of the year, David Haciento. Got some new grass to play with this year. Heard the ball is a little bit faster on this grass, but not too much of a difference. But it is breathtaking, immaculate, and one of the new improvements of this ballpark. The ballpark has also been painted a little bit, especially here on the third level, where our press box and a lot of other suites sit. New fresh paint everywhere, on the walls, on the doors, on the ground. A very nice improvement and upgrade here at Chukchansey Park. It's a nice little eye improvement, I would say. As the count now is 1-2 to Parker Kelly. From the lefty, James Gonzalez. Now, I'm not saying the ballpark was not appealing prior to that, but it is definitely noticeable enough to the eye. Here's the 1-2 as that pitch is outside, and the count now 2-2. Besides that, the Grizzlies added a new video board out in left center field where the grassy berm is in our pool. If you would like to purchase the pool for your friends, family, for a birthday party, or any event, give us a call. 559-320-4487. Yes, here comes the 2-2, and that is outside. The count now full, 3-2. Besides the video board, we have brand new lights. They flicker on home runs. We saw two of them last night. They're kind of a little strobe light effect that you've seen from Bulldog Stadium if you've gone to a Fresno State game. As that pitch is high and a walk to Parker Kelly. First base runner reaches tonight. It's a 2-out walk. And here comes the third baseman, Skylar Messenger. Besides that, we have new improvement of audio all around the ballpark. No matter whether you are out in the grassy berm in center field or whether you're behind home plate or up here on the third level, the audio sounds the exact same. All throughout the ballpark, there are speakers that play the audio everywhere, and there's a chopper back to Gonzalez, and it'll be over to first to end the inning. Make sure you come check out Chuck Chancey Park this season. Lots of opportunities to do so. No score after two innings of play here in downtown Fresno between the Ports and Grizzlies. You're listening to Grizzlies Baseball on Stream Guys, FresnoGrizzlies.com, Bally Live, and MILB.com.
Get ready, Central Valley. Baseball is back. Catch all the fun of Fresno Grizzlies opening week, April 11th through the 16th, with special appearances, fireworks, giveaways, and more. Rooted in the heart of downtown, you do not want to miss any of the excitement and entertainment of Grizzlies baseball. The defending Northern Division champs are ready to take on the California League, or should we say Growlifornia League, but need your support. Parker T. Bear is ready. Are you? Grab your tickets at FresnoGrizzlies.com today.
Can win a share of $46,000 every week. And on April 28th, the luckiest cat around will win a share of $47,600 or a new Camaro.
That is one classy chess.
Only at Chuck Chancey Gold Resort and Casino.
Feel the fun.
Baseball fans, introducing Bally Live, the only app where minor league baseball fans can score major rewards. When you stream your favorite teams live, you'll score rewards. When you chat with friends during a watch party, you'll score rewards. And when you test your skills at trivia, you'll score rewards. Being a fan of minor leagues has never been so rewarding. So what are you waiting for? Download Bally Live for free from the App or Play Store and start scoring rewards today.
Welcome back to downtown Fresno, California. Beautiful Chuck Chancey Park. Top of the third, no score between Stockton and Fresno. And the Superstars back on the field. They're having some fun as well. Yellow Dog Signs and Graphics is your one-stop shop for all custom-made signs, banners, wraps, and graphics here in the Central Valley. When you choose Yellow Dog, you're choosing premium, high-quality products and excellent customer service, all at a competitive price point. You can visit yellowdoggraphics.com to request a free quote or give them a call at 559-435-6263 today. Yellow Dog Signs and Graphics, bring your best ideas to life. And here in the top of the third, we thank Yellow Dog Signs and Graphics for being a proud sponsor of your Fresno Grizzlies here on April 15th. Saturday night baseball between these two Northern Division foes as the first pitch from Connor Stain is high for a ball. And the count of one ball, no strikes to the catcher, Jose Mujica. Third game for Mujica in this series so far, as the 1-0 is inside and the count now at 2-0. So we wanted to talk a little bit more about Connor Stain. As we said, he is the Rockies' number 29 overall prospect on MLB.com. As that pitch is in there for a strike and the count at 2-1. We said when he pitched last, this is his first appearance against Stockton this season. 6'4", 200 pounds for the right-hander. Played for UCF back in 2022. Was drafted in the fifth round, pick 146, at the University of Central Florida. He's from Clinton, New Jersey. He is 22 years old, born on January 12, 2001. As that's a ground ball to shortstop, and it goes off of Perez into left field. It's actually going to go pretty far into left field. Here's the throw to second. It is not in time. And Mujica's in there safely. Now the ruling is going to come here. The question is, is it going to be an error or is it going to be a double? That was a hard, sharp ground ball. Perez tried backhanding it. It's going to be an error on Perez. I believe that's the right call as well, too. As we bring up the shortstop, Robert Poisson. The switch hitter hits from the left side. But Stain, four-seam fastball, a circle changeup, a slider, and a curve. As the first pitch is a fastball outside and the count at 1-0. While at UCF, it was his redshirt sophomore season, appeared in 12 games, all starts. Compiled a 4-1 record with a 1.87 ERA over 43.1 innings. As Poisson swings and misses as that pitch is in there for a strike and the count at 1-1. He allowed 15 runs, 9 earned on 31 hits, struck out 51, had a 1.20 whip and a 10.6 K-9 ratio. As the check instead on the runner, back Mujica, Perez there. So the count remains at 1-1. He worked a complete game shutout against South Florida on April 1st, working 6 innings of one-hit ball. Posted a career-high 10 punchouts over 7 innings against Mississippi on March 5th in a combined one-hit shutout. And prior to UCF, went to Maryland, where he was there for 2 seasons. Made 6 starts, 9 relief appearances. Did not earn a win over 45 innings of work. In 2021, he made 9 appearances, 6 starts, going 0-3 with a 6.49 ERA. And in 2020, he logged 6 relief outings, going 0-1. So 2 years with the Terps. He attended West Morris Central High School in Chester, New Jersey. As here comes the 2-2 to Robert Poisson. Stain checks on the runner. Here's the pitch. And it's outside. And the count now full. 3-2. No score here in the top of the third. He is the third Morris County player selected in the last 4 years. The other two, Anthony Volpe and Jack Leiter, 2 stars in baseball currently. 1 plays for the Yankees and 1 in the Rangers system. While at West Morris Central High School, compiled a 19-6 record on the mound with a 1.70 ERA. His mom played volleyball at Mississippi State. Here comes the 3-2 to Poisson. No outs, runner at second, no score here in the third. Here's the pitch, and it's flown foul, and the count will remain at 3-2. Poisson having a battle here with Stain. Stain now up to 36 pitches. Here's the 8th pitch of the at-bat. And it's flown foul again. So we'll have 9 pitches and a lucky souvenir. For a fan wearing tonight's beautiful Valley Tribute jerseys. Presented by Healthy Fresno County. As Stain comes set. And here comes the pitch for the right-hander. And it's a high chopper. Going to third now is Mujica. Over to first, Perez. And they get the speedy Poisson. Mujica now moves to third. Poisson is retired 6-3. And they'll bring up the second baseman, Jose Escorche. Now here's where it gets a little bit crazy. And this is something that Stain is proud to talk about. But it's a very touchy subject. So we're going to try our best here. As the infield is in here, the outfield now, the center fielder and right fielder playing just a tad bit in. The left fielder now coming in just a bit. Here's the pitch from Stain, and it's inside, and the count at 1-0. But at 7 years old, Stain was diagnosed with Tourette syndrome, a neurological disorder that causes sudden and unwanted movement or noises, better known as tics. As that is a called strike, and the count at 1-1. His symptoms are milder than others, but they can still be painful at times, he says. He blinks about 9 times more than the average person and feels the tics mostly in his shoulders. As that's a ground ball to the shortstop, Perez. He will go home. We have a pickle. 6-2. Back to the third baseman. 5. 2 is staying covering. And they got him at the plate. Petit is going to argue the manager. He is not happy with the call. Stain applied the tag to Poisson, or to Mujica. And Petit thought he was safe. We'll get the official ruling on that one. Escort chasing that gets up to second base. It is a fielder's choice, and the current call is Mujica is out at the plate. So I believe it goes 6-2 to 5-1 on that fielder's choice. I want to double check on that one, but I believe it's 6-2, 5-1. It is a fielder's choice. That is the official ruling. So ground ball to Perez, to the catcher in Huff, to the third baseman in Messenger, back to the pitcher Stain, who applies the tag for the second out. So runner now at second is Escorche. and it brings up the right fielder in Clark Elliott. Top of the third, no score between Stockton and Fresno. So we were talking about the ticks are mainly in the shoulders for Stain. And as a pitcher, that's got to be tough. But he says, you know, he feels at ease when he pitches. As the pitch from Stain is outside and the count at 2-0. Now, Stain said, though, he wants to start a foundation called Relentless after his friend Kara, who used it as a fighting word during cancer treatments. And he has Relentless tattooed on his left bicep. And it was a big process. As that's a fly ball from Elliott into center field. Now the left fielder, who is it going to be? Oh, man. It was almost dropped in a basket catch by the left fielder Kelly to end the inning. Oh, that was almost disaster out in left center. And Parker Kelly catches the ball right around his belt to end the inning. Well, Relentless is the way this Connor Stain goes through his life every day, going through his Tourette syndrome. We are so proud for him telling his story as well. He's through three scoreless innings. We'll be back for Grizzlies baseball right here on Stream Guys, FresnoGrizzlies.com, and Bally Live. We'll be back.
Baseball fans, introducing Bally Live, the only app where minor league baseball fans can score major rewards. When you stream your favorite teams live, you'll score rewards. When you chat with friends during a watch party, you'll score rewards. And when you test your skills at trivia, you'll score rewards. Being a fan of minor leagues has never been so rewarding. So what are you waiting for? Download Bally Live for free from the App or Play Store and start scoring rewards today.
There's a weekend in July where the baseball world revolves around a village in upstate New York. Baseball Hall of Fame Induction Weekend in Cooperstown is an unforgettable experience filled with family-friendly activities and priceless moments. Make your plans today for July 21st through the 24th for the induction of Fred McGriff and Scott Rowland as the class of 2023. Visit baseballhall.org today for the entire schedule. See you in Cooperstown, where the journey becomes legend.
They say consistency is the key to success. They weren't wrong. So how about grabbing a beer that's consistently smooth, consistently refreshing, and consistently light? You might just find that the road to success can be pretty enjoyable. Michelob Ultra, the perfect balance of taste and refreshment in only 2.6 carbs and 95 calories. It's only worth it if you enjoy it. Enjoy responsibly. Anheuser-Busch Michelob Ultra Light Beer, St. Louis, Missouri.
Welcome back to downtown Fresno, California. Beautiful Chuck Chancey Park. Bottom of the third between the Ports and the Grizzlies. No score as here comes EJ Andrews Jr. to the plate. 158 batting average, 411 OPS, no home runs. And the first pitch is a called strike. And they counted 0-1 to him. I wanted to finish up that story on Connor Stain. I know that he's not pitching right now. But Relentless, his friend Kara, who was battling cancer treatments, kind of gave that as motivation for him through his tough times. He said he's a really big proponent of it. Connor Stain has a sleeve on one side of his arm, and Relentless is on his left bicep of that sleeve. Relentless, that's what tonight's game's all about. That's a fly ball to deep left field. You can forget about it. See you later. EJ Andrews Jr. leaves the park, and the Grizzlies lead 1-0. The ninth Bulldog in Grizzlies history has just left the park. Oh me, oh my. Well, that was a relentless shot off the bat of EJ Andrews, and it's 1-0 Fresno here in the third. Oh, baby. Here comes the next pitch, and it's a call strike to Luis Mendez, and oh, man. I talked to EJ prior to tonight's game, and he was ready to go. That man was in the zone prior to first pitch. Was rocking out to some music, and you kind of just looked into him, and you could tell the eyes were ready. He was in the zone, and man, that ball was absolutely demolished. Here's the 1-0 to Mendez, or the 1-1. It's in there for a strike, and the count at 1-2. So one ball, two strikes. Here's the pitch. And it's outside, and the count now 2-2 as it gets to the backstop. But so E.J. Andrews, the fourth home run for Fresno this season, and the first for him. And the Grizzlies lead all the minor league baseball with a .312 batting average through seven games. That helps. And so does that. That's down the left field line. Into the corner. Mendez's speed is on display here. He will head to second base with a stand-up double. And just like that, the Grizzlies are roaring here at Chicansey Park. Runner at second. Nobody down. And here comes the shortstop in Andy Perez. Perez 0 for 1 tonight. As Mendez reaches base, Mendez has had himself a series. Mendez in this series as here comes the pitch from Gonzalez, and that is a call strike to Perez, and the count at 0-1. Mendez is now 4 for 6 in this series, 4 runs and 6 walks. So he has reached base 10 times in this series. And his first double of the season, it was a beauty, too. Here comes the 0-1. And Perez checks swing. He did not go around. The count of 1-1. But as we said, Fresno leads all of minor league baseball with a .312 batting average. A big reason for the success comes from outfielder Jake Snyder, who is not in tonight's starting lineup. Day off for him. The University of Louisville product is tied for 7th with a .500 batting average. 11 for 22. Here comes the pitch, and that is swung on and missed and during the count at 1-2. Good off-speed pitch from Gonzalez. Tough matchup right there. Now, the Grizzlies aren't ranked a little bit higher in other categories within the league, but that .312 batting average, first place through seven games. And from top to bottom, the Grizzlies very consistent. As that is swung on and missed, a similar pitch. No. I guess he fouled it off at the plate. Initially, his reaction, I thought he struck out. Instead, it was actually a foul tip at the plate. From my angle, could not tell. And the count now at 1-2. Perez hitting .286 on the year. No home runs, 6 RBIs. As the Grizzlies have a 1-0 lead here in the bottom of the third. As that pitch is outside. And the count now 2-2. Grizzlies wearing their Valley Tribute jerseys. The leading batting average offense in minor league baseball. That's a called strike 3 on the inner half of the plate. Perez not happy with the call. He is the first out of the inning. And ran with the catcher, Cody Huff. Second strikeout for Gonzalez. First out. And here is Cody Huff, who flew out back in the first inning. The Grizzlies now 4 home runs. And besides their really good batting average at .312, which, as we said, first again in minor league baseball, will continue to say it over and over again, they also rank 2nd in the California League or 3rd in the California League in ERA at 3.57, as the first pitch is low and the count at 1-0 to Cody Huff. So the Grizzlies, top-notch in two categories, pitching and hitting, as that pitch is off the catcher's glove, but not far enough away from Mendez to advance. And the count at 2-0. But so far, we've seen a very good, consistent team. And all three Grizzlies' losses have been by one run, 5-4. And the Grizzlies had the tying run at third in all three games in the ninth inning. So in one of those games, is just going to crack at some point. That the Grizzlies will get that run across. Here's the 2-0. And Huff gets a curveball, and it's a called strike. And the count at 2-1. That curveball has worked really well for Gonzalez, who pitched for Panama in the World Baseball Classic. Did not record an out and allowed 3 runs in his lone appearance. But a big moment for him to pitch for his country. As that pitch is fouled off, and it's 2-2. We'll see Gabriel Barbosa for Fresno tomorrow, who pitched in the World Baseball Classic qualifiers for Brazil. Having these young men represent their country is a pretty big moment and honor for these players. And Gonzalez is one of those players to do so for Panama, who, mind you, had a pretty good team. Two balls, two strikes, one out. Grizzlies lead 1-0. As that pitch is off the catcher again, and the count now full 3-2. But it is James Gonzalez pitching right now, and he appeared on April 8th against Modesto, got the loss, 2 2/3 innings, 4 hits, 4 runs, 3 earned, 3 walks, and 3 strikeouts. He made 2 appearances with the Ports at the end of 2021, allowing 3 earned runs and 8 innings pitched. And now back here, here's the 3-2 as that pitch is outside, ball 4, and Cody Huff works a walk. Runners at first and second, 1 down, and here comes the first baseman in Bryant Betancourt. Betancourt lined out in his last at-bat. He is riding a 6-game hit streak, which is tied for the longest on the team with Jake Snyder. Betancourt has caught, played first, and has been a designated hitter this season. So a little bit of some different things for him. And while we have a mound visit, whether you're looking for temporary furnishings for an apartment or condo, or maybe you need to furnish your home, Express Furniture Rental is your rental furnishing solution. They have affordable rental packages, which includes housewares, electronics, and more. They're your one-stop shop. You can check them out online at efrental.com or call 800-933-3689 today. 800-933-3689 today. Express Furniture Rental, a proud sponsor of your Fresno Grizzlies here in the bottom of the third. So we thank Express Furniture Rental for being a proud sponsor of your Grizzlies. Back to action now. Here's the first pitch to Bryant Betancourt, and he takes it outside in the count of 1-0. Grizzlies lead 1-0 off the home run of E.J. Andrews Jr. Connor Stain's been efficient so far. He's faced 1 over the minimum for Fresno. Here's the pitch, and it is outside for a ball, and the count now 2-0 from James Gonzalez to Bryant Betancourt. The Grizzlies tied for first place in the California League Northern Division. And San Jose Modesto meeting tonight. As that ball is high, that ball is to left field, and it is over the head of the left fielder. That gets down. Here comes one run as the second run is held at third, and the Grizzlies lead 2-0. Initially off the bat, you couldn't tell if that ball was going to stay in the air long enough for the left fielder in Richards to get to. It got just over his glove, and Bryant Betancourt has his first RBI of 2023. Richards ranged back, and it went off the tip of his glove all the way to the wall. So he almost got there. As here's Jesus Bouguerin. So Mendez comes in to score, and Bouguerin, a one-hopper to the second baseman. That will score another run. It's now 3-0 to Fresno as Cody Huff comes in to score. So the Grizzlies now lead 3-0 here in the third. An RBI for Bouguerin. Runner at second out, 2 outs for DH Robbie Martin. So 3 runs on 3 hits so far, no errors. So Gonzalez now trying to get out of this inning without any more damage to his bill. But facing the always dangerous Robbie Martin, the count 1-0 to him. 3-0 our score here in the bottom of the third. And that pitch is low in the count at 2-0. The official score did rule it a double. As we said, it was very close to the glove of Richards. He just missed it, just misjudged it enough. as the ball got past him. So here comes the 2-0, and that pitch is a called strike. The count at 2-1 to Robbie Martin. As we talked about a little bit earlier, San Jose Modesto meeting tonight. Modesto currently has the lead. We'll talk about the California League standings a little bit later in the broadcast. The count 2-2 to Robbie Martin as he swung and missed on that previous pitch. So Fresno, if they can hold on tonight, would be tied for first place with the winner of that Modesto-San Jose game. And if they lose, it gets a little bit dicier in terms of the standing-wise, but early on in this season. As that pitch is outside, the count now full, 3-2. Gonzalez now up to 54 pitches here in the third inning. 3-0 our score here in the bottom of the third. E.J. Andrews Jr. a home run. RBI double Bryant Betancourt and an RBI ground out for Jesus Bouguerin. And a check on the runner in Betancourt. If you're a basketball fan as well, Sacramento leads Golden State 91-90 heading to the fourth quarter. If you're not, well, then that didn't mean anything to you guys. Here comes the 3-2. And that ball is low, and the inning will continue. Martin draws the walk. That's now the second walk issued by Gonzalez. And here comes the left fielder in Parker Kelly as a right-hander quickly getting loose out in the bullpen for Stockton. Parker Kelly, who has one of those four home runs this season for Fresno. He had the first home run, the first stolen base this season for the Grizzlies. His home run was at Excite Ballpark in San Jose on April 6th, opening night, in the 10th inning, in his first at bat. Talk about really great starts to your career. The count is 0-1 to Kelly's. He takes a fastball. And here comes pitch number two. And that pitch is outside, and the count now at 1-1. The Grizzlies putting a lot of pressure on the lefty Gonzalez this inning. As the right-hander is Dallas Woolfolk, I believe, in the pen. Here's the pitch, and that is in there for a called strike, a curveball that hits the inner half of the zone. The count of 1-2. For Parker Kelly, great Saturday night crowd, by the way. Eric Turchansky Park, the lower level, the field box area, pretty filled up. And a good amount of the reserves as well here at Turchansky Park. Here comes the 1-2 to James Gonzalez. And that is inside. And Kelly did not go. And the count now at 2-2. The Grizzlies looking to add on to their lead. Here comes the 2-2. And it is inside, ball three, and the count now full. With two outs, the runners will be going on first, moving to the plate. The runner at second is Betancourt. The runner at first is Martin. Martin a little bit more speed than Betancourt. But don't count out that first baseman. As here comes the 3-2, there goes the runners. Ground ball to the third baseman. Up is Schofield Sam, over to first, and that will end the inning. But E.J. Andrews Jr., a home run, an RBI double from Bryant Betancourt, and an RBI ground up for Jesus Bouguerin. Grizzlies lead 3-0 after three innings of play. We'll be back for Grizzlies baseball right here on Stream Guys, FresnoGrizzlies.com, and the Bally Live app.
Don't miss one of the biggest events ever at Chuck Chancy Park as Fest Taco Truck Throwdown presents Tequila Fest. It's all going down Saturday, May 20th in downtown Fresno, featuring headliners T.I., Rick Ross, and Lil Jon. You do not want to miss the biggest tequila festival in the state with tastings, food trucks, vendors, and much, much more. With an event this big, it's no surprise tickets are going fast. So grab yours now at TequilaFestFresno.com or by visiting the Chuck Chansey Park ticket office. Yeah!
Get ready, Central Valley. Baseball is back. Catch all the fun of Fresno Grizzlies opening week, April 11th through the 16th, with special appearances, fireworks, giveaways, and more. Rooted in the heart of downtown, you do not want to miss any of the excitement and entertainment of Grizzlies baseball. The defending Northern Division champs are ready to take on the California League, or should we say Growlifornia League, but need your support. Parker T. Bear is ready. Are you? Grab your tickets at FresnoGrizzlies.com today.
Ride, right?
That cruiser is pure gold.
Right you are, Daddy-O. Chuck Chansey Gold. It's the $600,000 Cruising Camaro Giveaway.
Holy moly!
You can win a share of $46,000 every week. And on April 28th, the luckiest cat around will win a share of $47,600 or a new Camaro.
That is one classy chess.
Only at Chuck Chansey Gold Resort and Casino.
Feel the fun.
Welcome back to downtown Fresno, California, beautiful Chuck Chansey Park. We are in the top of the fourth. The Grizzlies lead the Ports by a score of 3-0, as that's a line drive base hit for Colby Thomas in a center field. First hit allowed by Connor Stain. And they'll bring on the center fielder, Brian Buelvas. So the first hit allowed by Stain, he had pitched one over the minimum so far. As Buelvas comes to the plate, he was a ground-out victim back in the first inning. So let's talk a little bit Grizzlies promotions here in the fourth inning. As Stain winds and deals, and that pitch is in there for a call strike. And the count at 0-2. As we said, tonight is the Valley Tribute jersey giveaway for the first 1,500 fans in the ballpark. The jersey giveaway is presented by Healthy Fresno County. The Superstars have also made an appearance here tonight at Chuck Chansey Park. That's a line drive. Base hit to center. A dive by Perez. He couldn't get there. And it goes into center field. Boo Green runs it in. Back-to-back base hits now for Buelvas and Thomas. Runners at first and second. And nobody down. So Thomas and Buelvas both ground outs to third. And now both singles to center. They're the same ball player so far tonight. As here comes the first baseman, Darlin Montero. But we've seen the Superstars a couple times tonight so far. Super funny. I believe I saw Harry Canary out there. One of their many, many characters here tonight. Bird Zirk will be here tomorrow as part of Bark in the Park, presented by Fresno Pet ER and Blue Pearl Pet Hospital. And I will say it once, and I will say it over and over again. I want to pet as many dogs as possible. That's all I want to do, pet as many dogs as possible. So if you're at the ballpark and you see me, I will pet a dog. I do not care. I want to pet a dog. That's all that matters. As a count of one ball in one strike here to Darlin Montero. But Bark in the Park here on April 16th at 1:05 p.m., the first day game here at Chuck Chansey Park, as that ball is flown to left field and it will shoot foul. The count of 1-2. But again, Fresno Pet ER, Blue Pearl Pet Hospital. And I found out that Pauly will be there tomorrow for Bark in the Park. So, Pauly, I will be petting you tomorrow. Can't wait to see you. It'll be very exciting. Big shout-out to Molly listening in Fresno, California. You're a forever home run. Here's the call. As that's a line drive to the first baseman. Here comes a possible double play. There's only one chance. It was the first baseman in Bettencourt. He got on a one bouncer over to the shortstop Perez, but unfortunately no one got to the bag in time to get the speedy Montero. So Thomas up to third. Buelvas is now retired. Montero is there. It's a fielder's choice. Goes to 3-6 on the fielder's choice. So runners at the corner with one out, and here's the left fielder Kevin Richards. Here's the pitch. And that ball's in the dirt. Good stop from Huff, and the count at 1-0. So again, Bark in the Park tomorrow, April 16th, 1:05 p.m. And then in the next homestand, Friday, April 28th at 6:50 p.m., it's halfway to Halloween with a Grizzlies tote bag giveaway for the first 1,500 fans, thanks to our friends over at Chachansi Gold Resort and Casino. As that pitch is inside, and the count at 2-0. There will be a special appearance by Tyler's Amazing Balancing Act as well. Friday night fireworks, which are always a spectacular. And then a community outreach night as well, presented by Chachansi Gold Resort and Casino. A busy Friday night, so come get your tickets now. FresnoGrizzlies.com. You can also come to our box office and get your tickets. The team will be on the road next week, but then the week after that, the San Jose Giants in town, halfway Halloween. It's going to be a lot of fun. But that's a ground ball. This could be two. Perez will do it himself. 6-3, double play, and the Grizzlies get out of the inning here in the fourth. Stain works around two back-to-back singles, and the Grizzlies still hold their 3-0 lead. We head to the bottom of the fourth. You're listening to Grizzlies Baseball on Stream Guys, FresnoGrizzlies.com, and Bally Live.
Grab the keys to a new Toyota. Fun is in full bloom this spring. Longer days mean longer drives. Seize the season in a brand new Toyota. Get low 3.99% APR financing on 2023 RAV4, Corolla, Highlander, and Camry. Go places. Offer available through TFS to buyers with premium rated credit. Excludes hybrids and RAV4 Prime and 5223.
They say consistency is the key to success. They weren't wrong. So how about grabbing a beer that's consistently smooth, consistently refreshing, and consistently light? You might just find that the road to success can be pretty enjoyable. Michelob Ultra. The perfect balance of taste and refreshment and only 2.6 carbs and 95 calories. It's only worth it if you enjoy it. Enjoy responsibly. Anheuser-Busch Michelob Ultra Light Beer, St. Louis, Missouri.
Welcome back to downtown Fresno, California, and the Superstars. I just saw a bat boy get eaten. I don't know if that's true or not, but I do see a fish out there. I believe that's Mike Rainbow Trout. That actually might be Tommy Lasorda fish, actually. Man, this is awesome. The Superstars, a nice special appearance tonight. We were talking about promotions the past half inning, and when you come down to Chachansi Park this season, you will see either a promotion, a special of the night, a special appearance, possibly from some characters as well, like the Superstars, like Berserk, Tyler's Balancing Act. We also have some really cool character appearances later on this season we'll talk about, but a promotion or different events every night here at the ballpark that I know that you will not want to miss. And that's why this season is special unlike any other. 25th season of Grizzlies baseball. And this one specifically, though, so much fun. And now there's a man in his underwear. Okay, guys. Well, the Superstars have officially reached Chachansi Park level right here. So much fun. Oh, my goodness. Oh, this is great. In-game entertainment has gone up a couple levels. Parker T. Bear, can't wait to see you at the ballpark this season. Again, promos, different specials every night. Tiger Thursdays, for instance, What a Deal Wednesdays. Two for Tuesdays, Friday Night Fireworks, for instance. Something for everybody here at the ballpark. And it wasn't a streaker. I know it sounded like a streaker. No, well, the Superstars, the fish swallowed a man that was dressed initially as a bat boy, and then when he came out, he was not wearing a shirt and was just wearing his boxers here at Chachansi Park. So, here we go in the bottom of the fourth. 3-0 Grizzlies our score here in downtown Fresno at beautiful Chachansi Park. As Skylar Messenger, fly ball to right field, is going to stay in the park. With the right fielder and Elliott ranging, and he'll make the play, and Messenger is retired. One pitch, one out is to bring up E.J. Andrews Jr., who homered in his previous at-bat. But besides all the cool things that we do at Chachansi Park for baseball, we have a lot of cool events outside of the baseball realm. And that's right, it's Tequila Fest on May 20th. And if you don't have your tickets, come down the box office. Go to FresnoGrizzlies.com. Tickets are going fast. That's a fly ball to right field again. EJ looking for another homer. And Elliott staying busy. Two pitches, two outs, two F9s. And to bring up Luis Mendez. Tequila Fest on May 20th. That's right. We have a great, great event here at Chancy Park. We have tequila tastings, food, and other vendors around the ballpark, and of course the music. T.I., Rick Ross, Little John will be rocking here at Chancy Park on May 20th. As we said, get your tickets now as Mendez swings and misses the count at 0-1. Tickets are going fast, so make sure you buy your tickets. That includes VIP tickets as well. Available still, but for a limited time now, they are running fast. FresnoGrizzlies.com. You can also call us, 559-320-4487, or you can come down to the box office and get your tickets. They are going fast. Tequila Fest on May 20th. Here comes the pitch, and it's outside, and the count at 1-2 to Luis Mendez. But let me tell you this. I'm excited for Tequila Fest. I'm excited to see all the promos this season as well. So you got to come on down to Chancy Park. We have a great season in store for you right here, right now. And tell you, Steven sent you. Back to business here. Bottom of the fourth inning. The count 2-2 to Luis Mendez against James Gonzalez. And Mendez will take ball three low and the count now full. Mendez last night was 1-for-1 with two walks, so he has now reached base safely in four straight appearances. Now the count full, looking for another walk. It would be his seventh if he gets it right here. 3-2, two outs here in the bottom of the fourth. 3-0 Fresno. Here's the pitch, and it's fouled off by Mendez, and we'll do it again. Now, if you have been to Grizzlies games, you have seen Juan Brito, who was on the team last season for Fresno. Brito now part of the Cleveland Guardians. And Mendez reminds me so much of Brito, especially his attention to detail at the plate. As a 3-2 is outside, ball four, and a seventh walk for Mendez in this series. He has reached base safely now five straight times. And here comes the shortstop in Andy Perez. So Perez will come to the plate. And I'm actually going to go through my box score real quick to double check on that. So five straight going back to last night. 6-7. He has reached base safely seven straight times now. Mendez, that's a fly ball to left field. And Perez is retired. Grizzlies still lead 3-0 as we head to the fifth inning on Jackie Robinson Day. We'll be back. You're listening to Grizzlies Baseball on stream, guys. FresnoGrizzlies.com and Bally Live.
Baseball fans, introducing Bally Live, the only app where minor league baseball fans can score major rewards. When you stream your favorite teams live, you'll score rewards. When you chat with friends during a watch party, you'll score rewards. And when you test your skills at trivia, you'll score rewards. Being a fan of minor leagues has never been so rewarding. So what are you waiting for? Download Bally Live for free from the App or Play Store and start scoring rewards today.
There's a weekend in July where the baseball world revolves around a village in upstate New York. Baseball Hall of Fame Induction Weekend in Cooperstown is an unforgettable experience filled with family-friendly activities and priceless moments. Make your plans today for July 21st through the 24th for the induction of Fred McGriff and Scott Rowland as the class of 2023. Visit baseballhall.org today for the entire schedule. See you in Cooperstown, where the journey becomes legend.
Welcome back to downtown Fresno, California. Beautiful Chuck Chancy Park. Top of the fifth, the Grizzlies lead the Ports by a score of 3-0. Le Provence Apartment Homes at the Dominion is raising the standards where people live, work, and play. Located at 1325 East Fox Hill Drive, Le Provence is one of Fresno's most luxurious 1 and 2 bedroom apartments. Visit our website at LaProvenceApartments.com, LeProvenceApartments.com, and come discover the provincial lifestyle that is waiting for you. Minko Abbott, La Provence, we are proud sponsors of your Fresno Grizzlies. As the pitch from Stain is low in the count. Now, 1-1 to TJ Schofield, Sam. And we thank La Provence for being a proud sponsor of your Fresno Grizzlies here in the top of the fifth. Stain back out for another inning of work as we are in the fifth inning. 3-0 Fresno here in downtown Fresno at beautiful Chuck Chansey Park. Great night for baseball here in downtown Fresno. Stain from the full windup. He'll wind and deal, and here's the pitch. And that pitch is fisted foul in the count at 2-2 to TJ Schofield, Sam. The Grizzlies wearing a specialty promo jersey tonight, the first time they've done so. They're 0-1 in the beige, 3-1 in the red uniforms, 0-1 in the black and gold, 1-0 in the gray. Here's the pitch, and it swung on a miss, a fastball high in the zone, and climbing the ladder for the strikeout is Stain. That is the fourth strikeout for Stain, and away with the catcher in Jose Mujica. So Stain now against Mujica, and the first pitch is swung on a miss, and the count at 0-1. Well, the third base coach we talked a little bit about was Gregorio Petit, the Stockton Ports manager, who wears number 31 on the back of his jersey. Petit, a former player in himself, played in the athletic system, then played in the big leagues. 197 big league games, to be exact, for the middle infielder. Athletics, Angels, to include some teams. Here's the pitch, and it is low on the count at 1-2. Petit played in the Pacific Coast League against Fresno from 2007 to 2010, again from 2013 to 2014, and one final time in 2016 for four different PCL teams. And here's the pitch, and it's a ground ball to the vacant hole to right field. A base hit for Mujica. Mujica now has reached base twice. Third hit for Stockton. And bring up the shortstop, Robert Poisson. Besides their manager, the Ports have a hitting coach named Kevin Kuzminoff, who played 7 Major League Baseball seasons and played against Fresno from 2011 to 2014. Why, we talked to Chris Forbes the other day. Well, Chris Forbes walked past Kuzminoff the other day and told me, man, that guy could still play. Kuzminoff is built. That man is still big league ready as that ball is off the foot of Poisson and the count is 0-1. So Kuzminoff oversees the hitting for Stockton. They do have an assistant hitting coach as well. Their manager is Gregorio Petit. The hitting coach, Kevin Kuzminoff. Assistant hitting coach is Ruben Escalera. Their pitching coach is Gabriel Osuna. Athletic trainer, Noah Huff. Sports performance coach, Nate Penaranda. And the clubhouse manager is Vic Zapian. Broadcaster is Alex Jensen. Here's the pitch, and that is fouled off in the count at 0-2. And Alex Jensen coached former Grizzlies righty Colin Kafka when Kafka was playing JV baseball at De La Salle High School in California, the Walnut Creek native and former Fresno Grizzly from last year. Coached by the broadcaster for the Ports, Alex Jensen, one of my favorite guys in this league. So happy Alex Jensen's here this week. Great to talk shop and get to know everything about him, and he was recently engaged as well, so congratulations to him and the fiance. Count 1-2. Here's the pitch, and it is outside. The count 2-2. Trying to get Poisson to chase after an off-speed pitch. Top of the fifth, 3-0 Fresno. One out, runner at first. First Stockton. Here's the 2-2. And it's a high fly ball to left field. It's going to stay up enough for the left fielder, Kelly, to run it down and make the play. Poisson was running on it, but he's retired for the second out. And I'll bring up the second baseman, Jose Escorche. Escorche was a fielder's choice victim back in the second inning. Or third inning, excuse me. As Stain comes set, a right-hander starts to get loose in the Stockton pen, and it's swung on a miss by Escorche, and the count at 0-1. Now, we talked about the support staff for the Ports. Let's talk about the Grizzlies coaching staff a little bit. As here's the 0-1, it's inside, the count at 1-1. Manager Steve Solis became the 13th manager in Fresno Grizzlies history on January 13th, 2023. Solis, who was the Grizzlies' bench coach in 2022 and the development supervisor in 2021, took the reins from Robinson Cancel. When Cancel was in charge, he led Fresno to back-to-back California League appearances. Fly ball, left field, Kelly, and he's there. And right now, if you're Steve Solis, pitching coach Mark Brewer as well, too, he's not here right now, but you got to be happy for your right-hander in Connor Stain. Five scoreless innings of work as we head to the bottom of the fifth. You're listening to Grizzlies Baseball right here on Stream Guys, FresnoGrizzlies.com, and Bally Live.
Don't miss one of the biggest events ever at Chuck Chancey Park as Taco Truck Throwdown presents Tequila Fest. It's all going down Saturday, May 20th in downtown Fresno, featuring headliners T.I., Rick Ross, and Lil Jon. You do not want to miss the biggest tequila festival in the state with tastings, food trucks, vendors, and much, much more. With an event this big, it's no surprise tickets are going fast. So grab yours now at TequilaFestFresno.com or by visiting the Chuck Chancey Park ticket office.
They say consistency is the key to success. They weren't wrong. So how about grabbing a beer that's consistently smooth, consistently refreshing, and consistently light? You might just find that the road to success can be pretty enjoyable. Michelob Ultra, the perfect balance of taste and refreshment in only 2.6 carbs and 95 calories. It's only worth it if you enjoy it. Enjoy responsibly. Anheuser-Busch Michelob Ultra Light Beer, St. Louis, Missouri. They say consistency is the key to success. They weren't wrong. So how about grabbing a beer that's consistently smooth, consistently refreshing, and consistently light? You might just find that the road to success can be pretty enjoyable. Michelob Ultra, the perfect balance of taste and refreshment in only 2.6 carbs and 95 calories. It's only worth it if you enjoy it. Enjoy responsibly. Anheuser-Busch Michelob Ultra Light Beer, St. Louis, Missouri.
Welcome back to downtown Fresno, California. Beautiful Chuck Chancey Park. Bottom of the fifth, the Grizzlies lead the Ports by a score of 3-0. Cody Huff will lead things off against a new Stockton right-hander. It is Dallas Woolfolk, W-O-O-L-F-O-L-K, or is it number 33 on the back of his jersey. So that ends the line for starter James Gonzalez. Four innings of work, three hits, three runs all earned. Three walks, two strikeouts for the lefty in Gonzalez. And here's the right-hander, Woolfolk, and the first pitch is a ball inside, the count at 1-0. The right-hander is 6'2", 238 pounds, born October 30th, 1996, in Olive Branch, Mississippi. That pitch is in there? No, inside, the count at 2-0. His hometown, Olive Branch, Mississippi. This is his fourth professional season after being acquired in the 13th round of the 2018 MLB draft by the Athletics. As that pitch is outside, and the count now 3-0 from Woolfolk. This is his third game all out of the pen. 0-0 record, a 21.60 ERA. As that is a strike right down the middle, the count now at 3-1. He has pitched 1.2 innings, allowed 5 hits, 4 runs all earned. He has walked 3 batters and struck out 3 as well. Here comes the pitch, and it's outside, and that is a leadoff walk to Cody Huff. Second time now Huff has walked. fourth walk for Stockton pitching. And I'll bring up the first baseman in Bryant Bencourt. Bencourt, an RBI double back in the third inning and looking for more. Grizzlies lead 3-0 here in the fifth inning. Well, we were talking about Steve Solis, the 13th field manager in Grizzlies history. Took over for Robinson Cancel, who led the Grizzlies to back-to-back California League championship appearances. Reprising their roles here in 2023 are pitching coach Mark Brewer and athletic trainer Justin Wilson. As that pitch is a called strike, and the count now at 0-2. The new staff members are Grizzlies bench coach Cesar Galvez, hitting coach Trevor Burmeister, and the physical performance coach Jeremiah Stewart. As that is swung on and missed, and Bencourt quickly down on strikes. First out of the inning, he'll bring up the center fielder, Jesus Bouguerin. But we have been so lucky being the Rockies affiliate now for 3 seasons, and we've been so lucky to have such a great coaching staff year after year. Really makes my job and a lot of my front office members' jobs a lot easier than what you would think. And the players have been great, very gracious with fans, very understanding about every situation and circumstance. We're so happy they're here. That's a line drive to left center. That ball is down. That ball is going to be down. And that is a single for Bouguerin. He'll head up to second base as the runner, Huff, goes to third. We'll see if Bouguerin gets called for a single and advance on the throw if it's going to be a straight double. Bouguerin was on his horse. So we'll see what the official scorer rules here. That was a shot out to left center field. And Huff was on his horse as well. As here comes the DH and Robbie Martin. And all of a sudden, they're in business. It's going to be single advance on the throw. So Bouguerin now at second. So second and third now, actually. As that's a swing and a miss by Martin. Only one away. Infield is in for Stockton. So he advanced on the throw. So second and third. One out. And the pitch is outside and low. And the count at 1-1. Great night for baseball. This is beautiful. Great crowd on hand as well. Here's the pitch. And it is inside. And the count now at 2-1. One more game left of this 6-game series between these two teams. And then the Grizzlies are off to Rancho Cucamonga to take on the Quakes. As that is fouled to the backstop, and the count now at 2-2. That'll be a 6-game series in Rancho at Lone Mart Field. Can't wait to get back there. It was there last season. Beautiful facilities, great people as well. Mike Linscog, the broadcaster over there. As that pitch is a line drive, base hits the left field. That will score one. Ranging home is Bouguerin. Here's the throw. It's offline. And it's a 2-RBI single for Robbie Martin. And the Grizzlies lead 5-0. A 2-RBI single on the hard ground ball to left field. Robbie Martin picks up 2 more RBIs. His 409 average is raised. And just like that, it's 5-0, as that is a called strike to Parker Kelly. So second hit this inning. 2 runs are now in. 5-0 our score. As that pitch is low. And the count at 1-1. One out, still in. Parker Kelly 0-for-1, walks back in the second. As that is a called strike, and the count at 1-2 to Kelly. So Huff walked, he came around to score. Bouguerin singled, advanced on the throw, and then scored on the Robbie Martin 2-RBI single. So Kelly down on strikes. Missed the last pitch, but Fourth strikeout overall for Stockton pitching. And with two outs, here's Skylar Messenger. He's 0 for 2. 5 to nothing our score as that pitch is outside. The count of 1-0 to Messenger. Like to give a quick shout out to Wyndham Hotels and Resorts for being a proud sponsor of the Fresno Grizzlies and minor league baseball. Check out Wyndham Hotels and Resorts on your next stay around the country. You can go to their website for more information. Wyndham Hotels and Resort, a proud sponsor of your Fresno Grizzlies and minor league baseball here in the bottom of the fifth. So again, we think Wyndham Hotels and Resorts bring a proud sponsor of your Grizzlies here in the fifth. As here's that pitch and is fouled off by Messenger. And the count is at 1-2. Beautiful night here in downtown Fresno. Saturday night baseball, first homestand of the season. As that is swung on and fouled off, Messenger just getting a piece of it, goes off Mujica's glove. And we'll do it again at 1-2. Tomorrow night, the Grizzlies and the Ports finish their series. 1:05 p.m. for Bark in the Park, presented by Fresno Pet ER and Blue Pearl Pet Hospital. As that pitch is outside, and the count at 2-2. Day game's always interesting. Both teams will be traveling. So the Grizzlies and the Ports hoping to play a quick game tomorrow, but we know how baseball goes. As that pitch is low, and the count now full 3-2. But 1:05 tomorrow for Sunday night baseball, or Sunday afternoon baseball, I should say. If you haven't got your tickets yet, come get them. It's going to be beautiful in the afternoon. We've had perfect weather this week. Here's the 3-2, and that's a fly ball deep to center field, ranging back at the wall, and it's caught. About a foot shy from being a two-run homer. Instead, it's a loud third out. We head to the sixth inning. The Grizzlies lead 5-0. You're listening to Grizzlies Baseball on Stream Guys, FresnoGrizzlies.com, and Bally Live.
There's a weekend in July where the baseball world revolves around a village in upstate New York. Baseball Hall of Fame Induction Weekend in Cooperstown is an unforgettable experience filled with family-friendly activities and priceless moments. Make your plans today for July 21st through the 24th for the induction of Fred McGriff and Scott Rowland as the class of 2023. Visit baseballhall.org today for the entire schedule. See you in Cooperstown, where the journey becomes legend.
Don't miss one of the biggest events ever at Chuck Chancy Park as Taco Truck Throwdown presents Tequila Fest. It's all going down Saturday, May 20th in downtown Fresno, featuring headliners T.I., Rick Ross, and Lil Jon. You do not want to miss the biggest tequila festival in the state with tastings, food trucks, vendors, and much, much more. With an event this big, it's no surprise tickets are going fast. So grab yours now at TequilaFestFresno.com or by visiting the Chuck Chancy Park ticket office.
Get ready, Central Valley. Baseball is back. Catch all the fun of Fresno Grizzlies opening week, April 11th through the 16th, with special appearances, fireworks, giveaways, and more. Rooted in the heart of downtown, you do not want to miss any of the excitement and entertainment of Grizzlies baseball. The defending Northern Division champs are ready to take on the California League, or should we say Growlifornia League, but need your support. Parker T. Bear is ready. Are you? Grab your tickets at FresnoGrizzlies.com today.
Win a share of $46,000 every week. And on April 28th, the luckiest cat around will win a share of $47,600 or a new Camaro.
That is one classy chess.
Only at Chuck Chancy Gold Resort and Casino.
Feel the fun.
Welcome back to downtown Fresno, California. Beautiful Chuck Chancy Park. Top of the sixth, the Grizzlies lead the Ports by a score of 5-0. Fresno scored two runs on an two RBI single by Robbie Martin back in the fifth. Now here in the sixth, we have a new Grizzlies pitcher. It's a left-hander, number 18, Gabriel Rodriguez. As that's a fly ball to center field from Elliott, and Boo Green ranging back will make the play. First out of the innings will bring up the designated hitter in Colby Thomas. With Rodriguez in, that ends the line on right-hander Connor Staines tonight. And boy, was he good. No blemish for him. Five scoreless innings. He allowed three hits, no walks, and he struck out four for the right-hander Stainen. Right now, he's in line for the win. It'd be his first win with the Grizzlies. As it brings on the hard-throwing left-hander in Gabriel Rodriguez. 6'1", 193 pounds for the 24-year-old. As that pitch is fouled off and out of play, the count of 1-1. As I think a fan just caught that ball right there. Big round of applause for the fan. Wow. Rodriguez just turned 24. His birthday on April 9th, so almost a week ago. From Bayamón, Puerto Rico. A little bit of an interesting story for Gabriel Rodriguez. We'll get to that in a sec. He is 1-0 with a 0.00 ERA. This is his third game out of the pen. As that's a high fly ball to right field. It's going to drift. Keep drifting, and it's foul. The count now at 2-2. Rodriguez, three shutout innings so far this season. He's allowed one hit and one walk while striking out three. Batters are hitting 100 against him. But Rodriguez, a very interesting story, as we said. A very, very, really nice man in Gabriel Rodriguez. Enters his sixth professional season, his second with the Rockies, and his second straight season here with the Grizzlies. Here's the pitch, and it's fouled off. And the count remains 2-2. So Rodriguez was originally selected by the Twins as an outfielder in the 11th round of the 2017 MLB June Amateur Draft out of Adela Rolón Fuentes High School in Toa Alta, Puerto Rico. As here comes the pitch, and that's a high chopper to the second baseman, Mendez. Tough ball. He flips it to himself, and he makes the play. No! Oh, man, that play was close. The crowd is not happy, and I wonder what the call is going to be on this one. A bang-bang play. Mendez initially bobbled it. He flipped it back up to himself. And he threw that ball over, and what I thought was in time, he had a quick little... Oh, he hit his hand with the glove. That quick little miscue right there was a difference maker. I think that would probably be an error. Wait for the official scorer's ruling. As here comes Brian Buelvas. And the count at 1-0. As by the way, the Kings take game one tonight over Golden State, if you guys are a fan of that. The official scorer rules it an error. It's going to go E4, second error for Fresno tonight. But back to Gabriel Rodriguez. So he was initially drafted as an outfielder. Well, he's pitching. So what happened? And so I got a chance to talk to Rodriguez about it. There goes the runner. The throw from Huff is right on the line, but too late. It's a stolen base for Thomas. So now runner at second with one out. So he was selected by the Twins but did not sign. He decided to go to Miami-Dade College in Florida instead. And then was selected by the Atlanta Braves in the 31st round of the 2018 MLB draft as a pitcher. So I asked him, what happened? He goes, well, I pitched in one game at Miami-Dade, and I threw 101. And I was like, well, so you had one appearance and you threw 101, so what happened? He goes, well, I don't know, but they took me as a pitcher. So now all of a sudden, he's a left-handed pitcher in baseball after being his outfielder his whole career. And so Rodriguez Then spent his first pro season with the GCL Braves, appearing in 11 games, all relief. Went 0-0 with a 1.64 ERA. And then he got hurt, had surgery. 2019, lost all that year due to injury. Then 2020, there was no season. So he went two straight years without playing. And then in 2021, spent the entire season with Augusta, appearing in 27 games, one start. He hitters batted 198 against him. So a really good year. Well, it was such a good year that in the offseason of 2021, as Thomas or Buelva swings and misses for the out, Buelva's retired. First strikeout for Rodriguez. Two outs now. This brings up Darlin Montero. Currently, the scoreboard says Colby Thomas. We'll see if we can get that one fixed. But so because he was so good with Atlanta, he was claimed in the 2021 offseason by the Rockies through the Rule 5 draft in the first round, 6th overall from the Braves. So now he makes the trek over to join the Rockies. And so last season, split his season between the ACL Rockies and Fresno, where he went 2-0 over 16 relief appearances with the Grizzlies in his first season in the Rockies system. So he said, I'm still trying to get used to everything. As that pitch goes to the backstop and up to third goes Thomas. I says, so what do you have to get used to? He says, well, I have to work on my control. Well, the comparison for him is Rick Vaughn from Major League. Yeah. Due to his lively fastball but wild command. In 62 and a third innings prior to this season, he walked 99 batters but struck out 107. That's intriguing enough for me. Here comes the pitch, and it's fouled off. And another fan catches it in the count of 1-2. Oh, man. Fans bringing their mitts and their gloves and their hands tonight and making play after play. But so Rodriguez, a great story as a whole. Great talking with him. Speaks multiple languages. A nice translator for us. You'll hear him a couple times on interviews. And he gets a strikeout on the inner half of the plate to end the inning. Grizzlies lead 5-0 as you head to the middle of the sixth, to the bottom of the sixth. You're listening to Grizzlies Baseball on Stream Guys, FresnoGrizzlies.com, and the Bally Live app.
Don't miss one of the biggest events ever at Chuck Chancy Park as Taco Truck Throwdown presents Tequila Fest. It's all going down Saturday, May 20th in downtown Fresno, featuring headliners T.I., Rick Ross, and Lil Jon. You do not want to miss the biggest tequila festival in the state with tastings, food trucks, vendors, and much, much more. With an event this big, it's no surprise tickets are going fast. So grab yours now at TequilaFestFresno.com or by visiting the Chuck Chancy Park ticket office.
They say consistency is the key to success. They weren't wrong. So how about grabbing a beer that's consistently smooth, consistently refreshing, and consistently light? You might just find that the road to success can be pretty enjoyable. Michelob Ultra, the perfect balance of taste and refreshment, and only 2.6 carbs and 95 calories. It's only worth it if you enjoy it. Enjoy responsibly. Anheuser-Busch Michelob Ultra Light Beer, St. Louis, Missouri.
Grab the keys to a new Toyota. Fun is in full bloom this spring. Longer days mean longer drives. Seize the season in a brand new Toyota. Get low 3.99% APR financing on 2023 RAV4, Corolla, Highlander, and Camry.
No, grab the keys, come on, let's go.
Toyota, let's go places. Offer available through TFS to buyers with premium rated credit. Excludes hybrids and RAV4 Prime and 5223.
Welcome back to downtown Fresno, California, beautiful Chuck Chancy Park with a spelling bee that ended up in a pie in the face. A young kid spelling the word zoo. I missed it. I guess three O's, I think it was Z-O-O-O-O-O. Well, either way, it does not matter. We're back at Chuck Chancy Park here in downtown Fresno, California. We're in the bottom of the sixth inning. The Grizzlies lead the Ports 5-0. We're having a lot of fun down here at the ballpark. A lot of fun entertainment. If you've not checked out a game yet this season, boy, you are missing out. First pitch to E.J. Andrews Jr. is a called strike from the right-hander Woolfolk, who's back out for his second inning of work. And the count now is 0-2 to E.J. That's a strike. E.J. 1-for-2. He homered back in the third inning as he calls time here. a right-hander in the Stockton pen. As that pitch is outside. And a left-hander in Fresno's pen. It's Felix Ramirez. It's really hard to not memorize Ramirez because of his unique windup from the left side. That pitch is fouled off in the count at 1-2 to E.J. Andrews Jr. Bottom of the sixth, though. Our score 5-0. As that's a ground ball over to first. It's 6-3. Poisson over to the first baseman, Montero, for the out. 6-3 on the put out, and E.J. Andrews is retiring. Here comes Luis Mendez. It's Chuck Chancey's $600,000 cruising Camaro giveaway. Play and earn drawing tickets daily. Drawings every Thursday and Friday, where you can win a share of $46,000 every week. Grand finale on April 28th, where one winner will drive away in a brand new Chevy Camaro. Only at Chuck Chancey Gold Resort and Casino. As the first pitch to Mendez is a call strike, the count at 0-1. Here's the next pitch, and it's outside, and the count at 1-1. And we thank Chuck Chancey Gold Resort and Casino for being a proud sponsor of your Fresno Grizzlies here in the bottom of the sixth. Here's the Luis Mendez, who's reached base now 7 straight times in a row, as that pitch is inside, and the count at 2-1. And Mendez just getting the hang of things right now. He really has found a great plate discipline this season early on, as that's a high chopper to the first baseman, and it's going to stay fair. And tagging the bag is Montero, and Mendez is finally retired. 3 unassisted, as here comes the leadoff hitter, Andy Perez, who's 0-3 tonight. As Andy Perez steps to the plate here in the bottom of the sixth, the Grizzlies lead the Porters by a score of 5-0 here in the sixth inning at Chuck Chancey Park. Game 5 of this six-game series, as that's a line drive base hit left field. It gets down, and Perez has his first hit of tonight. 6 hit for Fresno, as it brings up the catcher, Cody Huff. Last night, the Grizzlies only left 3 runners on base. Tonight, they've only left 4 on base, but let me tell you, they're being productive. Last night, they scored 6 runs on 10 hits. Tonight, they have 5 runs on 6 hits. Here's the pitch, and that pitch is high, and the count is 1-0. They have walked 4 times as well, but taking advantage with runners in scoring position. We've seen monumental improvement over the past couple of games for Fresno. That pitch is inside, and the count is 2-0. Yes, here's the pitch, and it's outside, and the count is at 3-0. So 3 balls, no strikes. Sizz is in the pen for Stockton. And that pitch is high and inside, and that's a 4-pitch walk to Cody Huff. 3rd walk tonight to Huff. That is now the 5th walk overall. Runners at first and second with 2 outs. And here comes the first baseman, Bryant Betancourt. Betancourt, 1-for-3, an RBI double back in the 3rd. And before he gets ready, it looks like here comes the manager, and there's the move. We'll have a new pitcher. It looks like it'll be TJ Sizz when we come back. You're listening to Grizzlies Baseball right here on FreshGrizzlies.com. Stream, guys. And the Bally Live app. We'll be back right after this.
Baseball fans, introducing Bally Live, the only app where minor league baseball fans can score major rewards. When you stream your favorite teams live, you'll score rewards. When you chat with friends during a watch party, you'll score rewards. And when you test your skills at trivia, you'll score rewards. Being a fan of minor leagues has never been so rewarding. So what are you waiting for? Download Bally Live for free from the App or Play Store and start scoring rewards today.
Oh, man. Did those wheels.
Cool ride.
guaranteed gold. It's the $600,000 Cruisin' Camaro giveaway.
Holy moly!
You can win a share of $46,000 every week. And on April 28th, the luckiest cat around will win a share of $47,600 or a new Camaro.
That is one classy chess.
Only at Chuck Chansey Gold Resort and Casino.
Feel the fun.
Baseball fans, introducing Bally Live, the only app where minor league baseball fans can score major rewards. When you stream your favorite teams live, you'll score rewards. When you chat with friends during a watch party, you'll score rewards. And when you test your skills at trivia, you'll score rewards. Being a fan of minor leagues has never been so rewarding. So what are you waiting for? Download Bally Live for free from the app or Play Store and start scoring rewards today.
Welcome back to downtown Fresno, California, beautiful Chuck Chansey Park. We are back in the bottom of the sixth inning. The Grizzlies lead the Ports by a score of 5-0. There are two outs, runners at first and second. We have a new pitcher for Stockton. It's the right-hander, number 14, TJ Cizz. Now, that is spelled C-Z-Y-Z. As he'll take on Bryant Betancourt. Here in the bottom of the sixth, Betancourt, an RBI double back in the third inning. 1-for-3 tonight. He's batting 300 on this young season. And we have a time from the home plate umpire. It's a time clock violation. And that is going to the pitcher. So count of 1-0. Cizz was not ready apparently in time. And that is a violation on TJ Cizz. So here comes the 1-0, and Betancourt takes a called strike on the outer half of the plate, and the count is at 1-1. For Cizz, this is his third game out of the bullpen. No record, no ERA. Two innings of work, three hits, one run. It was unearned. One walk and one strikeout. Batters are hitting 300 against the right-hander. Cizz is 6'2", 175 pounds. Was born in Reno, Nevada, 12th round draft pick in 2022 by the Athletics. And here's the pitch. And it is a called strike on the outer half of the plate. And the count is at 2-1. Ramirez continues to loosen down in the Grizzlies bullpen. Great night of baseball here at Chuck Chansey Park. Here's the pitch. And that's a foul ball. Ooh, trying to get down the right field line. It goes foul, and the count now at 2-2. Betancourt was ready to go. So two balls, two strikes, two outs. Here's the pitch. And it is outside, a fastball that misses. The count now full. Cizz, long blonde hair from the back of his blue cap. Three and two. Here's the pitch as the runners go, and it swung on and missed, and Betancourt down on strikes. But the Grizzlies lead 5-0 as they head to the top of the seventh. We'll have scores around the California League when we come back. You're listening to Fresno Grizzlies Baseball on stream, guys. FresnoGrizzlies.com and the Bally Live app.
Get ready, Central Valley. Baseball is back. Catch all the fun of Fresno Grizzlies opening week, April 11th through the 16th, with special appearances, fireworks, giveaways, and more. Rooted in the heart of downtown, you do not want to miss any of the excitement and entertainment of Grizzlies baseball. The defending Northern Division champs are ready to take on the California League, or should we say Growlifornia League, but need your support. Parker T. Bear is ready. Are you? Grab your tickets at FresnoGrizzlies.com today.
$600,000 Cruisin' Camaro giveaway.
Holy moly!
You can win a share of $46,000 every week. And on April 28th, the luckiest cat around will win a share of $47,600 or a new Camaro.
That is one classy chess.
Only at Chuck Chansey Gold Resort and Casino.
Feel the fun.
Baseball fans, introducing Bally Live, the only app where minor league baseball fans can score major rewards. When you stream your favorite teams live, you'll score rewards. When you chat with friends during a watch party, you'll score rewards. And when you test your skills at trivia, you'll score rewards. Being a fan of minor leagues has never been so rewarding. So what are you waiting for? Download Bally Live for free from the App or Play Store and start scoring rewards today.
They say consistency is the key to success. They weren't wrong. So how about grabbing a beer that's consistently smooth, consistently refreshing, and consistently light? You might just find that the road to success can be pretty enjoyable. Michelob Ultra, the perfect balance of taste and refreshment, and only 2.6 carbs and 95 calories. It's only worth it if you enjoy it. Enjoy responsibly. Anheuser-Busch Michelob Ultra Light Beer, St. Louis, Missouri.
Welcome back to downtown Fresno, California. Beautiful Chuck Chancey Park. Felix Ramirez, two pitches in, as that's a fly ball to center field. Racing back is Bouguereau. He's on the warning track, and he will make the catch. And Kevin Richards is retired. F8 for the first put out against a new pitcher for Fresno, left-hander Felix Ramirez. Ramirez is 6'4", 175 pounds. Bats left, throws left. A sidearm angle for Felix Ramirez. Born on September 26, 1999 in Sabana de la Mar, Dominican Republic. He is 23 years old. Was an international free agent signing back on August 25, 2017. As that pitch is inside, the count is at 1-0. You can find him on Instagram as underscore Felix Ramirez with an S instead of a Z. Underscore 41. He is 0-0, no saves, no ERA for Felix Ramirez. As that pitch is fouled off in the count at 1-2. For Ramirez, this is his third game all out of the bullpen. The team is 1-1 when he pitches. Three innings of work, two hits, no runs, two walks, and seven Ks. As that ball is flown out to right field, E.J. Andrews towards the line. He will reach up to the night sky and make the catch. Two batters, two flyouts, two outs. As here comes the catcher in Jose Mujica. Well, we said we give scores around the league, and let's give them. Let's start in the California League. Top of the ninth, Modesto leads San Jose 8-4 with one out. But the Giants have the bases loaded. That's right. The Giants have the tying run at the plate as the first pitch is swung on and missed and counted 0-1. So we'll stay tuned to that one. Rancho Cucamonga trailing Visalia 12-2 in the bottom of the seventh. As that's a called strike. They counted 0-2. And Lake Elsinore and Inland Empire are tied at 2 in the bottom of the eighth. Lake Elsinore is undefeated this year, 6-0. Inland Empire, the worst record in the league at 1-5. And they are knotted up at 2 in the eighth. Another game to keep an eye on as that pitch is low in the count of 1-2. So one ball, two strikes. As that's a ground ball to the third baseman. Messenger over to first. Felix Ramirez, a 1-2-3 seventh inning. It's time to stretch. I think we all need it here at Chuck Chancey Park. 5-0 Fresno. We'll be back right after this. You're listening to Grizzlies Baseball on Stream Guys, FresnoGrizzlies.com, and the Bally Live app.
$47,600 or a new Camaro.
That is one classy chess.
Only at Chuck Chancey Gold Resort and Casino.
Feel the fun.
Baseball fans, introducing Bally Live, the only app where minor league baseball fans can score major rewards. When you stream your favorite teams live, you'll score rewards. When you chat with friends during a watch party, you'll score rewards. And when you test your skills at trivia, you'll score rewards. Being a fan of minor leagues has never been so rewarding. So what are you waiting for? Download Bally Live for free from the App or Play Store and start scoring rewards today.
They say consistency is the key to success. They weren't wrong. So how about grabbing a beer that's consistently smooth, consistently refreshing, and consistently light? You might just find that the road to success can be pretty enjoyable. Michelob Ultra, the perfect balance of taste and refreshment in only 2.6 carbs and 95 calories. It's only worth it if you enjoy it. Enjoy responsibly. Anheuser-Busch Michelob Ultra Light Beer, St. Louis, Missouri.
Welcome back to downtown Fresno, California. Beautiful Chuck Chancey Park. Bottom of the seventh, the Grizzlies lead the Ports by a score of 5-0. The Grizzlies scored 3 runs in the third. They scored 2 runs in the fifth. TJ Sizz back on the bump, and he'll take on Jesus Bouguerin. Bouguerin 1-for-3 tonight. And Sizz, a third of an inning so far, so second timeout for him, and here's the pitch, and it is flown foul, and the count at 0-1. The superstar is helping us out for that seventh inning stretch, and we thank them very much for being a part of that. I've seen a little mix of a couple different ones. I think that was Harry Canary helping us out there. And that's a ground ball to the third baseman, TJ Schofield Sam. Over to first, and Bouguerin is retired. 5-3 on the put out. That was a rare of the DH in Robbie Martin. Martin, a 2-RBI single back in the fifth inning, as the Grizzlies look to take a 3-2 series lead. The Fresno Grizzlies would like to thank Chick-fil-A Fashion Fair for providing tonight's press box food. Chick-fil-A Fashion Fair is conveniently located in front of the Fashion Fair Mall on Shaw Avenue and is ready to serve Grizzlies fans Monday through Saturday from 6:30 a.m. to 10 p.m. We look forward to serving you at Chick-fil-A Fashion Fair, and they are tonight's press box sponsored food here in the bottom of the seventh. As that's a ground ball, Martin in the shift to shortstop Poisson over to first, and Martin is retired. It goes 6-3 on the put out. And here comes the left fielder in Parker Kelly. So we thank Chick-fil-A Fashion Fair for being a proud sponsor of your Fresno Grizzlies here in the bottom of the seventh. So quick update, by the way, Modesto leads San Jose 8-6 now in the ninth inning. Modesto with 2 outs now. They're 1 out away from reclaiming first place. And if the Grizzlies can hold on, we'll be tied with them at the top of the California League Northern Division standings. Here's the pitch, and it's outside. And the count is at 1-1. Inland Empire just took the lead over Lake Elsinore. It's 3-2 in that score. And Rancho Cucamonga leads Visalia 12-2 at Valley Strong Ballpark. Count 1-2 to Parker Kelly against TJ Sizz. Great night of Grizzlies baseball. So happy to be here. Here's the pitch, and it swung on and missed, and Kelly down on strikes, and that will end the seventh. Sizz, 4 outs. 4 batters, 4 outs. We head to the top of the eighth. You're listening to Grizzlies Baseball on Stream Guys, FresnoGrizzlies.com, and the Bally Live app.
Don't miss one of the biggest events ever at Chuck Chancey Park as Taco Truck Throwdown presents Tequila Fest. It's all going down Saturday, May 20th in downtown Fresno, featuring headliners T.I., Rick Ross, and Lil Jon. You do not want to miss the biggest tequila festival in the state with tastings, food trucks, vendors, and much, much more. With an event this big, it's no surprise tickets are going fast. So grab yours now at TequilaFestFresno.com or by visiting the Chuck Chancey Park ticket office.
Grab the keys to a new Toyota. Fun is in full bloom this spring. Longer days mean longer drives. Seize the season in a brand new Toyota. Get low 3.99% APR financing on 2023 RAV4, Corolla, Highlander, and Camry.
Grab the keys, come on, let's go.
Toyota, let's go places. Offer available through TFS to buyers with premium rated credit. Excludes hybrids and RAV4 Prime ends 5/2/23.
They say consistency is the key to success. They weren't wrong. So how about grabbing a beer that's consistently smooth, consistently refreshing, and consistently light? You might just find that the road to success can be pretty enjoyable. Michelob Ultra,
the perfect balance of taste and refreshment, and only 2.6 carbs and 95 calories. It's only worth it if you enjoy it. Enjoy responsibly. Anheuser-Busch Michelob Ultralight Beer, St. Louis, Missouri.
Welcome back to downtown Fresno, California. Beautiful Chuck Chancey Park. Top of the eighth inning, the Grizzlies trail the, or lead the Ports. Excuse me, the Grizzlies lead the Ports by a score of 5-0. Fresno, 3 runs in the third, 2 runs in the fifth. They have 5 runs on 6 hits, 2 errors. While Stockton, no runs on 3 hits and no errors. New pitcher for Fresno, the fourth man for Fresno, third out of the pen, is the left-hander Carson Skipper. Third straight lefty out of the pen for Fresno as well. That ends the night for Felix Ramirez. So far, Gabriel Rodriguez, 2 strikeouts in 1 perfect inning. And then Felix Ramirez, a 1-2-3 perfect inning for him. And the first one, Carson Skipper, it's going to be a pop-up. Tough play, and it was foul. And now we got to make sure that everybody's okay right now. As the first baseman, Bennecourt, is on the ground. I hope he's okay. I think he hit his head on the ground, and we're going to take a quick commercial break, folks. We'll be right back.
Get ready, Central Valley. Baseball is back. Catch all the fun of Fresno Grizzlies opening week, April 11th through the 16th, with special appearances, fireworks, giveaways, and more. Rooted in the heart of downtown, you do not want to miss any of the excitement and entertainment of Grizzlies baseball. The defending Northern Division champs are ready to take on the California League, or should we say Growlifornia League, but need your support. Parker T. Bear is ready. Are you? Grab your tickets at FresnoGrizzlies.com today.
Welcome back to Fresno, California. Beautiful Chuck Chancey Park. And Bryant Bennecourt is okay. Landed a little bit awkwardly in his opinion. I think it was okay. He pointed somewhere around the side of his head, but I think he's all right. He was just showing where he landed initially. But everyone's okay. We're back here. Carson Skipper on the bump for Fresno. Ground ball to him. Over to first goes Skipper. And it goes 1-3 as Poisson is retired. Here comes the second baseman, Jose Escorche. So Carson Skipper wears the number 32 on the back of his jersey. Bats left, throws left. He is 6'2", 211 pounds. 23 years old from Birmingham, Alabama. Born on August 12, 1999. An 11th round draft pick in 2022 out of Auburn. Playing the SEC. If you're watching on Bally Live app or MILB TV, you just saw that this is his third game out of the pen. An 0-1 record, a 3 ERA. There's a bunt attempt, and it's a beauty, and Escorche is safe. Messenger had no chance to get that ball. It's definitely a single. And if the official score rules it anything but a single, I might have to go take off the headset and go give him 2 cents of my word on that one. Great piece of hitting for Escorche. So with one out and a runner on, here comes Clark Elliott. But Skipper, 0-1, a 3 ERA, third game out of the pen. 3 innings pitched, 3 hits, 2 runs, 1 earned. 6 strikeouts for him. Skipper struck out 5 in his first appearance in San Jose. And then, unfortunately, took the tough loss in the 9th inning the other night against Stockton. Against this team right here. A really tough left-hander with 5 pitches, a fastball, a curveball, a slider, a cutter, and a split as the fastball is high on the 0-2 to Clark Elliott. And it is a single by the official score as that is fouled off at the plate. But Skipper kind of comes all the way over top initially on that pitch. It's a very tough left-handed angle. And when you go from the sidearm of Ramirez to the over-the-top in Skipper, good luck. The Grizzlies have so many lefty specialists on this team with so many different angles, maneuvers, pitches, speeds. A lot of fun to watch this lefty bullpen as that pitch is high and the count at 2 balls and 2 strikes. The Grizzlies have a really good bullpen overall. Over 35 and a third innings, they are 3-1 with a 1.78 ERA. That's a high ball. And it's going to drift foul. Over 35 and a third innings, the Grizzlies' bullpen have allowed seven earned, on 23 hits, 9 walks, and 48 strikeouts. Skipper is the only pitcher to allow a home run this season for Fresno. As here's the pitch, that's a fly ball to left field, deep on the track, and it is caught by Kelly on the run near the left field wall. What a play! Oh, baby, Parker Kelly showing the range. The wheels, and he gets over there. 2nd out of the innings will bring up the designated hitter in Colby Thomas. And so 2 outs now. But as we said, that Grizzlies bullpen, 1.78 ERA. As that pitch is fouled towards the third base coach's box. And the count is 0-1 to Colby Thomas. And that's a high fly ball into right field. And E.J. Andrews playing over. And he, near the foul territory, will make the catch to end the inning. So that will end the inning. Carson Skipper, a clean eighth inning. We head to the bottom of the eighth. You're listening to Grizzlies Baseball on stream, guys. FresnoGrizzlies.com and Bally Live. We'll be back.
Get ready, Central Valley. Baseball is back. Catch all the fun of Fresno Grizzlies opening week, April 11th through the 16th, with special appearances, fireworks, giveaways, and more. Rooted in the heart of downtown, you do not want to miss any of the excitement and entertainment of Grizzlies baseball. The defending Northern Division champs are ready to take on the California League, or should we say Growlifornia League, but need your support. Parker T. Bear is ready. Are you? Grab your tickets at FresnoGrizzlies.com today.
Share of $46,000 every week. And on April 28th, the luckiest cat around will win a share of $47,600 or a new Camaro.
That is one classy chess.
Only at Chuck Chansey Gold's Resort and Casino.
Feel the fun.
Baseball fans, introducing Bally Live, the only app where minor league baseball fans can score major rewards. When you stream your favorite teams live, you'll score rewards. When you chat with friends during a watch party, you'll score rewards. And when you test your skills at trivia, you'll score rewards. Being a fan of minor leagues has never been so rewarding. So what are you waiting for? Download Bally Live for free from the App or Play Store and start scoring rewards today.
Welcome back to downtown Fresno, California. Beautiful Chuck Chansey Park. Bottom of the eighth inning. The Grizzlies lead the Ports 5-0. And it'll be a new pitcher for Stockton. The right-hander, number 46, Vince Riley. Riley, 5'10", 160 pounds. An 18th round draft pick from Grand Canyon in 2022. Born on June 7th, 2001. So I want to give a shout out to Antonio listening in New York, who's also a former Grand Canyon Lope, the Antelopes. And there you go. There's a guy from your alma mater right there, Antonio. Thanks for tuning in tonight. As the first pitch to Skyler Messenger is a swing and a miss, and the count at 0-1. A right-hander in the Fresno pen as well. Here comes the pitch from Riley, and that's a fly ball to left field, or left center field. It's going to be the center fielder. And Buelvas to make the play for the first out. Messenger 0 for 4 tonight with 3 flyouts. Those will bring up E.J. Andrews Jr., a home run back in the third inning. Yellow Dog Signs and Graphics is your one-stop shop for all custom-made signs, banners, wraps, and graphics here in the Central Valley. When you choose Yellow Dog, you're choosing premium, high-quality products and excellent customer service, all at a competitive price point. As that pitch is a called strike to E.J. Andrews, you can visit yellowdoggraphics.com to request a free quote or give them a call at 559-435-6263 today. Yellow Dog Signs and Graphics, bring your best ideas to life. Ground ball, someone misses it. It goes to left field. E.J. Andrews rounds first, and he will hold there. We'll see what the ruling is here. But again, we think Yellow Dog Signs and Graphics. Yellow Dog Signs and Graphics, bring your best ideas to life. 559-435-6263 today. Here in the bottom of the eighth, we thank Yellow Dog Signs and Graphics for being a proud sponsor of your Fresno Grizzlies. That is going to be an error on Poisson. As here is the pitch to Mendez, and it's a called strike, and the count at 0-1. But here in the bottom of the eighth, we thank Yellow Dog for being a proud sponsor of your Fresno Grizzlies. Here's the next pitch to Mendez, and that is flown foul. And the count is at 0-2. So no balls, two strikes. Grizzlies lead 5-0 here in the bottom of the eighth. Here's the pitch. And it swung on and missed, and Mendez down on strikes. Overpowered right there from Riley. First strikeout for Riley. Seventh overall for Stockton pitching. And here comes shortstop Andy Perez. As the Grizzlies trying to hold on here. 5-0 they lead. We talked about the keys to the game. The Grizzlies scored first. As that pitch is fouled, they're undefeated when scoring first. And then Stain needs to stop the top of the lineup, and he really did so tonight. Only allowed a single to Colby Thomas. I guess he allowed one to Buelvis as well, but Buelvis was later recorded as an out. Stain was fantastic, 5 scoreless innings. And then mentally, pretty good for the Grizzlies so far tonight. A couple mistakes on the defense for Fresno. I believe on the scoreboard they have that the Grizzlies have 4 errors. I don't think that's right. I think they have 2. As that's a line drive, base hits to left field. That gets past the outstretched glove of Schofield Sam. Seeing that hang to third is E.J. Andrews. Boy, was he on his horse. Ho-ho, baby. E.J. Andrews showing off the wheels. He gets the third. Perez has a single. That's only the 7th hit for Fresno. As here comes Cody Huff. Five to nothing our score. Here's the pitch to Cody Huff. As that pitch is, oh, caught by Montero. That ball was crushed off the bat and went right to Montero. Man, he could have played any better than that. We head to the 9th inning. Your Grizzlies Grizzlies lead 5-0. We head to the 9th inning. You're listening to Grizzlies Baseball on FresnoGrizzlies.com. Stream, guys. Bally Life and MILB.com.
There's a weekend in July where the baseball world revolves around a village in upstate New York. Baseball Hall of Fame Induction Weekend in Cooperstown is an unforgettable experience filled with family-friendly activities and priceless moments. Make your plans today for July 21st through the 24th for the induction of Fred McGriff and Scott Rowland as the class of 2023. Visit baseballhall.org today for the entire schedule. See you in Cooperstown, where the journey becomes legend.
Grab the keys to a new Toyota. Fun is in full bloom this spring. Longer days mean longer drives. Seize the season in a brand new Toyota. Get low 3.99% APR financing on 2023 RAV4, Corolla, Highlander, and Camry. Toyota. Let's go places.
Offer available through TFS to buyers with premium rated credit. Excludes hybrids and RAV4 Prime and 5223.
Baseball fans, introducing Bally Live, the only app where minor league baseball fans can score major rewards.
When you stream your favorite teams live, you'll score rewards. When you chat with friends during a watch party, you'll score rewards. And when you test your skills at trivia, you'll score rewards. Being a fan of minor leagues has never been so rewarding. So what are you waiting for? Download Bally Live for free from the App or Play Store and start scoring rewards today.
Welcome back to downtown Fresno, California. Beautiful Chuck Chancey Park. Top of the ninth, Grizzlies lead the Porcs by a score of 5-0. It's Chuck Chancey's $600,000 cruising Camaro giveaway. Play and earn drawing tickets daily. Drawings every Thursday and Friday, where you can win a share of $46,000 every week. Grand finale on April 28th, where one winner will drive away in a brand new Chevy Camaro. Only at Chuck Chancey Gold Resort and Casino here in the top of the ninth. We thank Chuck Chancey Gold Resort and Casino for being a proud sponsor of your Fresno Grizzlies here in the top of the ninth. New pitcher for Fresno is the right-hander number 12, Carlos Torres. He is the fifth pitcher for Fresno, fourth out of the bullpen. As he falls behind 2-0 to Brian Buelvas. And that pitch is in there for a strike and the count at 2-1. As Torres comes set. And here comes the pitch. And it is in there for a called strike and the count at 1-2. From Carlos Torres, the right-hander. For Torres, he is 0-0 with no ERA. This is his third game all out of the bullpen. He's got one hold. Four innings of work. He's allowed one hit and struck out three. A 0.25 whip with righties batting 100 and lefties with no batting average against him as that pitch is fouled off and the count will remain 2-2. Carson Skipper, one clean inning of work. He allowed a hit. But here in the top of the ninth, the Grizzlies trying to hold on, and Torres, the 6'4", 240-pound, 21-year-old, born May 3rd, 2001, from Ponce, Puerto Rico, was a 20th-round draft pick by the Rockies out of Lehigh in 2022. Another great story, and Torres, on Media Day, when we had Media Day before the season started, in my opinion, was probably the man among the boys. This was probably one of the strongest and biggest-built guys in the clubhouse on that first day when it met everybody. One of the nicest guys in the universe, but this guy is a big boy. Big frame, strong, strong man right here in Torres as he picks up the strikeout of Buelvas for the first out. Torres, just a very, very big body. It's the first pitch from him is line to right field. EJ Andrews will make the play for the second out. Two outs, and here comes left fielder Kevin Richards. Stay tuned. We'll have our post-game show right after this. We also have a player of the game on the field, so stay tuned for that. I wonder who it's going to be. I think you guys will like it as well. And finally, we'll give you what to expect for tomorrow's day game, 1:05 p.m. tomorrow. So stay tuned for the post-game show right after this. Rancho Cucamonga leads Visalia 12-2 in the ninth. And then the other two games are over. Modesto beats San Jose 8-6. Inland Empire leads Lake Elsinore 3-2. And that is a pop-up. It's going to be the third baseman messenger calling off the shortstop, Perez. And that ends the game. A 1-2-3 ninth inning. The Grizzlies hold on, and they shut out the Ports by a score of 5-0 to end tonight's game. We'll have the final score and the wrap-up right after this. Stay tuned for the post-game show. You're listening to Grizzlies Baseball on FresnoGrizzlies.com. Stream, guys, Bally Live and MILB TV.
They say consistency is the key to success. They weren't wrong. So how about grabbing a beer that's consistently smooth, consistently refreshing, and consistently light? You might just find that the road to success can be pretty enjoyable. Michelob Ultra, the perfect balance of taste and refreshment, and only 2.6 carbs and 95 calories. It's only worth it if you enjoy it. Enjoy responsibly. Anheuser-Busch Michelob Ultra Light Beer, St. Louis, Missouri.
Baseball fans, introducing Bally Live,
the only app where minor league baseball fans can score major rewards. When you stream your favorite teams live, you'll score rewards. When you chat with friends during a watch party, you'll score rewards. And when you test your skills at trivia, you'll score rewards. Being a fan of minor leagues has never been so rewarding. So what are you waiting for? Download Bally Live for free from the App or Play Store and start scoring rewards today.
There's a weekend in July where the baseball world revolves around a village in upstate New York. Baseball Hall of Fame Induction Weekend in Cooperstown is an unforgettable experience filled with family-friendly activities and priceless moments. Make your plans today for July 21st through the 24th for the induction of Fred McGriff and Scott Rolen as the class of 2023. Visit baseballhall.org today for the entire schedule. See you in Cooperstown, where the journey becomes legend.
Let Grant Martin and Phillips, ladies and gentlemen, our star of the game, give it up for E.J. and Pierre Meade. Two back-to-back W's of the team. Here we go. Let's have a good time.
Welcome back to the post-game show here in downtown Fresno at beautiful Chuck Chancey Park. We were down the field for tonight's post-game player of the game, and it's Fresno State Bulldog and Fresno Grizzlies outfielder E.J. Andrews Jr., who tonight had a home run in the third inning. He was 1-for-4 tonight, but that home run really got things going tonight. Well, welcome back to the broadcast booth. I'm Stephen Rice, bringing you tonight's postgame. Your Fresno Grizzlies are victorious by a final score of 5-0. They beat the Stockton Ports. The Grizzlies now at 5-3. They are tied for first place in the California League Northern Division. They scored 5 runs on 7 hits and 2 errors. While for Stockton, no runs on 4 hits, 1 error. The winning pitcher tonight is Connor Stain. He is 1-0. The losing pitcher is James Gonzalez. And Gonzalez is now 0-2. There was no save tonight. Time of the game, 2 hours and 16 minutes. A big round of applause for Milton Poor, our time clock operator tonight. Poor so far 3 games in this series. His shortest time of the game tonight at 2:16. 2:25 was his longest time of the game so far. He has been fantastic over there in the time clock room. Has been great so far to start this season. We love nice short games like this, especially on a win. Tonight's paid attendance, 5,738 tonight. 5,738 is tonight's attendance. Great Saturday night crowd to enjoy a Fresno Grizzlies win. Let's go through tonight's box score. Let's start with the Fresno Grizzlies, and it really was in the third inning when things got going offensively. E.J. Andrews, a leadoff home run in that third inning, a fly ball to deep left center field. That was right near the JR Sports sign out in left field, near the big video board out in left center field near the grassy berm. Made it 1-0, and then Luis Mendez followed suit with a double. Cody Huff walked, and they both came around on an RBI double from Brian Betancourt and an RBI ground out from Jesus Bugarin. Then in the fifth inning, after a couple guys get on, Cody Huff a walk, Jesus Bugarin a single, Robbie Martin a 2-RBI single to make it 5-0 Fresno. That is all they had in that inning, in that game tonight. But the Grizzlies, a great job tonight. E.J. Andrews, the home run. RBI double from Betancourt. 2-RBI single for Robbie Martin. The Grizzlies found a way tonight. It was very good for them. But You go to the pitching. Let's talk about the first shutout of the 2023 season for Fresno. And it started with right-hand pitcher Connor Steen. 5 innings pitched, 3 hits, no runs, no walks. He struck out 4. He really set the tone tonight for Fresno. Then it was 4 straight relief pitchers. It was Gabriel Rodriguez, 1 inning, 2 strikeouts. Then Felix Ramirez, a 1-2-3 in 7th inning. Carson Skipper allowed a hit after a clean 8th inning. Then Carlos Torres in the 9th inning. He struck out 1 in a 1-2-3 inning as well. That last out was a pop-up to the third baseman and Skyler Messenger to end that one. Got to finish up the scorebook on that. And that was that. So the Grizzlies, 4-hit shutout tonight. They struck out 7, did not walk a batter tonight. You couldn't have asked for a better job from the Grizzlies, especially out of the bullpen. So 9 innings, 4 hits, no runs, no walks, 7 Ks. The Grizzlies tonight left 9 on base, while Stockton left 5 on base. The Ports did not have a lot of opportunities, but Fresno gets the win tonight. Connor Steen moves to 1-0. There was no hold, no save. The losing pitcher is James Gonzalez. He is now 0-2 on the season. Vince Riley, by the way, 1 inning of work for him. He allowed a hit and 1 strikeout in his lone inning of work. James Gonzalez, 4 innings of work. He allowed 3 runs on 3 hits and 3 walks while striking out a pair. It was actually 4 walks. I had misquoted that. 4 walks for him and 2 walks for Dallas Wolfolk as well. So they had 6 total walks as a team. So our final score, 5-0. That brings us to tomorrow's day game here at Chukchansey Park, 1:05 p.m. It'll wrap up this 6-game series between the Ports and the Grizzlies. The Grizzlies now at 5-3. Will give the ball to right-hander Gabriel Barbosa. He is 0-1 with a 7.71 ERA. Barbosa, known for having the best control in the Rocky system, according to Baseball America. While the Ports are now 2-5. And they will give the ball tomorrow to right-hand pitcher Daigler Jimenez, who was supposed to go tonight. He is 0-0 with a 2.08 ERA, and he gets the ball tomorrow for the Stockton Ports in the finale. So the Grizzlies tied for first place, a great pitching matchup tomorrow with a pair of right-handers. 1:05 p.m., it's Bark in the Park, presented by Fresno Pet ER and Blue Pearl Pet Hospital, a special appearance by Berserk. Tonight, the Fresno Grizzlies are victorious in their Valley Tribute jerseys, and the Fresno State local man, Fresno State guy right there, the product, E.J. Andrews Jr., the player of the game. Tonight's jersey giveaway presented by Healthy Fresno County. The Superstars, of course, thank you so much for their special appearance as well. Fans are running the bases as we speak. What a great night for Grizzlies baseball. So however you're listening tonight and wherever you're listening tonight, thank you for tuning in right here on Stream Guys, FresnoGrizzlies.com, Bally Live, and MILB TV. My name is Stephen Rice. Have a blessed night. Thanks for tuning in to Fresno Grizzlies baseball. Your Fresno Grizzlies are victorious by a score of 5-0. We'll be back for the finale tomorrow at 1:05 p.m. Stay tuned. We'll have the pregame and more information on our website. Have a blessed night, everyone. Go Grizzlies!
Opening week, April 11th through the 16th, with special appearances, fireworks, giveaways, and more. Rooted in the heart of downtown, you do not want to miss any of the excitement and entertainment of Grizzlies baseball. The defending Northern Division champs are ready to take on the California League, or should we say Growlifornia League, but need your support. Parker T. Bear is ready. Are you? Grab your tickets at FresnoGrizzlies.com today.